Oh, yes. I come in so soft. Today's episode brought to you by Squarespace. That's right. Hey, Aristotle, speed up this commercial. People just want to know what they need to know. Speed this up so people can still hear it. Let's show a little respect. Here we go. You know, Squarespace, it's all in one platform that makes it easy to create your own professional website. Professional website, portfolio. You want your portfolio to look like the garbage? You're tired? Oh, I don't know why. No one's calling me. Because you want to know? Because it looks like shit. And what upsets me the most is it's also fixable. I mean, this is what Squarespace does. All right, I understand. You get a little scared. How'd you like a free trial offer, 20% off, okay? Go to Glass9. You started up with just $8 a month. Squarespace has 20 highly customized templates. It even sounds professional. And you choose from those. It's incredibly easy to use. If you want some help, we got help. We got help for you. 24 hours a day. The type of people you're going to want to talk to. They're nice. They're friendly. If they're not, you call me. I'll deal with it. But it's not going to happen. All right. Start a trial thing. You don't even need a credit card. Okay, it's everything you need to create an exceptional website. God, I love these people. They're like second family members to me. All right, now slow back down to the regular voice. Today's show, Daniel Kino. Oh my God. The dynamic between us, it is, well, you'll hear it. It was fun. Now, some people would say don't do this. We got into a debate about how much water is in a bottle of, you know, Kool-Aid or like a glass of Kool-Aid. How much is water? Daniel was like saying, there's no, you'll hear it. But we do have resolution to it. But I don't know, like I called my brother who's a teacher and, you know, he teaches science and amongst, you know, he teaches everything. So I asked him, I don't know if I should tell you now or let's put it this way. So you don't bat your brain. So you don't rack your brain. It's one of those stupid debates we got into. But it changes form throughout. So before you get invested into like, oh, no, wait till the end of the show. Because we reiterate what our debate is. Does that make sense? So in the beginning, you're going to be like, how can they that wait till the end? And I might not tell you the resolution. I should tell you the resolution. You know, I am going to. No, I'll tell you at the end of the show. Well, all right, listen, I got to keep this opening short. We're running out of space. You know, I'm going to tell you. Might be anticlimactic, but you'll still enjoy it. I was sort of right. The debate was if you put Kool-Aid in like powder and water, it's not water anymore. It's now Kool-Aid. And my brother explained to me like how much water is in beer. And Chris, and you'll hear me and Daniel. Daniel's like, there's no water in beer. It becomes beer. In short, my brother explained to me it doesn't. If you put powder, Kool-Aid, in water, it's still water. It's flavored water. The Kool-Aid saturates the water. But you can't add stuff to water and it doesn't break down the molecules or whatever makes water. My brother explained it more intelligently, but I'm doing a pretty good job. He goes, so you can, you know, it's still water. All right. Does that help? So there you go. It's a fun show. Have fun. Enjoy your lives. Your lives. And neuter your pets. Seriously, neuter your pets. Bob Barker was, you know, he knew what he was talking about. And Drew Curry, he's still fighting the fight. Neuter your pet. Is that mean to do? No, it's not mean to do. It's kind. Prevents a lot of unwanted pets. Alrighty. Alrighty. So here we go. You know, I don't want to keep saying this every week, but I'm in a very exceptionally mushy mood. Mushy meaning sentimental. You know how people say that Mr. Rogers, when you met him, you knew. I said this before, you know, that we remind each other how extraordinary people can be. I got some emails this week. I felt the same way. It's more than just saying we like the show. Yeah, that always makes me feel great. But they get a little deeper than that. And it feels good. Is it too mushy? Mushy? Why did I come up with the word mushy? Hey, you mushy, you fucking mushy motherfucker. Why do I have to try to toughen it up once I say something nice? Well, there you go. I said it. You're all keeping the email short. Oh, do I love when you do that. You all get it. They're like perfect. Just, yes, that's my way of reminding everybody, but you do a great job. All righty, everybody. Enjoy the show. Aristotle, rolling that jingle. And how you doing, Aristotle? You doing all right? And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of every person listening to this show. Even if you did something bad, I'm still proud of you.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
All right, everybody's good. Everyone's got their coffee. Look at the guy looking at the cars outside on La Cienega Boulevard. You can't afford one of these cars. Who is that? Oh, my God, it's President Obama. All right, so we're here. I don't know. It's so every week it's the same thing. Daniel Kino's here, everybody, huh?
Hey, guys. What's up, Todd? Thanks for having me back. All right. Okay, so
sit back. Remember we're talking about that? We don't do one of those shows where you give us we treat it like if you were in concert and somebody gave you like 2 seconds of applause when you walked out on stage, would you feel good? No. Get the applause you would get if you were at a comedy club or when Louis C.K. walks out on the stage, you think they do this? Hold on, you ready? Here's what you normally do at a radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, Louis C.K. Everyone applaud. Would you be, oh wait, this is gonna be a hot crowd. Daniel Kino's here, everybody. Did you get
it certainly undercuts the message when you're scolding me as you're doing it.
What was I scold?
No, you're going to like it, all right? Because this is how it's done.
By the way, my mic is way too hard. Way too hot. All right, listen.
Hard mic.
I don't know what to play. I guess we could play that already. Because you're telling me that I've
been... Todd and Daniel, bicker like brothers. Todd and Daniel, bicker like brothers. Like they've spent too much time with each other. So if you hear an argument, try to understand. It's the way they converse. Todd and Daniel, bicker.
That's, I feel like that's what our life is like.
I will at least
picture. Do another one, like when it fades out, like we're driving in the car. Well, you don't think that's a
that's
a good idea?
That's a waste of space. No,
what are you
no one
talking
benefits
about? That's
from
a
that.
Great idea,
no,
Daniel.
Oh, Todd, no one would ever buy that. Okay, it's a waste of our time to even talk about it. Right?
Like brothers, Todd and Daniel, like brothers, like
you don't think if Factors turned down their lights that people would want to sit on the side where the lights were turned out?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Are you you're serious?
Yes.
Bicker like brothers, Todd and Daniel. Bicker like brothers, like they've spent too much time with
God, have you seen my hair gel?
Todd and Daniel.
That you never ask. What do you use? Okay, hold on. We got a show to do. Let me get my coffee. I have a cup of coffee. Rob has Ursula's owner is here. Rob,
Ursula,
and Lane is here. Let me tell you something. Jake is here, and then Aristotle is here. It's like a whole new. It's a lot of new people. I don't know where to start. Like I have some open. You know what? Let's do this. Let's play this, and then and let's do something like just to make them feel, you know. And then I'll tell you when. Okay, ready? Play that.
Play that.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you left about.
Bubble gun?
Look at that. It's a bubble machine.
Oh my God.
Listen to the words.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love the way it smells, too.
Welcome back.
There were bubbles everywhere.
Well, thanks for having me, you guys. Had a blast.
All right. I just wanted to do that. Get that out of the way.
Get that out of the way. I love that. You want to get all the good stuff out of the way.
Yeah, I want to get all the good stuff out of the way because I don't care that you're here.
Todd and Daniel, bigger like brothers. Todd and Daniel.
People think, you know what happens on the road? People think we're, it happens with comedians a lot. They think you're married. They think you're like a, if you're two guys on the road. They think, oh, that's a obviously a gay couple.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people think that, but we certainly act. We have the dynamic of a married couple sometimes.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, and especially with my background lately, people might
lately.
Think,
you mean the last 35 years?
No, it's just happened lately. Lately.
Lately, I don't know. It was a recent development.
Well, lately,
that book we wrote is a pile of lies. Apparently.
That's the name of the book.
Pile of Lies.
All right. Listen, let me take more of my coffee. Hold on. Just slow down me in my head.
What is the name of the book? Did you guys ever settle?
No. They have been so nice at Simon & Schuster that I – this name thing, they just – you should – I don't even want to talk about it. I do and I don't. They just – the names they're sending me, I'm not touring around with a book called this. First of all, does my boyfriend make me look gay? Swear to George Carlin. That's what just got emailed me before about an hour before you got here. And I'm like, no.
Is that why you were in such a bad mood?
I wasn't in a bad mood.
I'm kidding.
Why did you
– well, Todd, I was just joking. Why do you have to be so sensitive?
I wasn't in a bad mood. I think it's ridiculous.
All right. I just want you to have a good show. That's all. I worry.
All right. I want to call it. I can tell the audience what we came up with. If I could only meet a girl with cancer and other lies I told to keep the closet door shut.
Right.
That's something.
All I ever wanted was to fall in love
The first name was if I could only meet a girl with cancer and we didn't have a subtitle. Then I thought, well, I get that. That one I got. But then
do you think people know where that's coming from? Do you want to explain?
Well, they
that?
Don't, but they would if they read the book. And obviously, it well, okay, they're right, but it wasn't. You're right.
No, explain it to the listeners. Right
yeah,
now.
Let me slow down a little here. So then if it was called that, there was a subtitle that would explain it. So, but we didn't even like the first part. We thought we can do something that's just as like got a lot of punch to it, but not if I could only meet a girl with cancer. And I will explain where that came from in a second. But before I explain the long version, which is in the book, where that line came from. Let me explain what we changed it to. If I could only meet a girl with a terminal disease, and then underneath, and other lies I told to mm-hmm. keep the closet door shut. I think the mm-hmm. average person would have a – if they saw that cover of the book, they would go, all right, if I could only meet a girl with terminal cancer.
Let's ask Rob. Okay. He's average.
Well, Rob – no, Rob would you know what that – would you – would anybody – but they know my story.
We don't have to talk to Rob. I just did that for the joke.
Oh. They know my story. Well, there's a time when I was about 22 years old, and me and a friend that knew – first person I ever knew that knew, you know, knew about my situation.
Mm-hmm.
We said, you know, look, you're not thinking it out. You know, we said, you know what would be great? We were saying it half
– He had a situation of his own.
Yes. As time moves on, you want to say you were saying it jokingly. What are you, itching your head over there, Aristotle? What do you got, scabies?
You're like a baboon.
You look like a
– You're sitting in a cage.
God, baboon. No, you're not a baboon. You're a very educated, nice person with a good name. Very, very positive. We can't. I have other stuff to talk about before we. So anyway, We said, oh, if, you know, our dream would be we meet a girl that had cancer. And then when she died, we would go, oh, Todd, never. My dream would be that people
And then
go,
you never had to worry about being with a woman again because.
People would say, oh, poor Todd, he never got over Karen. And it wasn't thought out. It was, you know, people go, oh, well, wouldn't you be sad that a person died? That's what came back to me with some notes from, you know, mm-hmm. people. Not Simon and Schuster. No, it's. They're going to know you didn't think it out. It's more about the pathetic plight, what you will make up. So I think the subtitle now, you know, what I wanted, if I could only meet a girl with terminal disease. Now you might go, what's the difference between cancer and terminal disease? It buffs it down a little bit. And then the subtitle,
yeah.
And other lies and other stupid things I said.
Right.
That's the subtitle. And other stupid things I said to keep the closet door shut. You reference yourself as stupid. When they read it in the book, it has nothing to do with making fun of someone with cancer or terminal disease. First thing I thought was, if you had cancer or if you were going through that or you went through it or you just found out you had it. Look, if you just found out you had it, you know, you're probably not out looking at books about my fucking dumb life. But could you laugh at it? And the answer is, I think yes. I think they could go, oh, that's all about his pathetic plight. Of keeping it a secret has nothing to do.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes,
I thought about that.
But anyway, that's not the name. So let me get out this list here. Hold on. Everything's good. I'm very excited. I'm in a great mood. James was here last week. It was, you know, I. All right, hold on. Let me take another sip. I was doing this laugh where I go, James, do my laugh. I go, and he does it. I go, do my laugh. He does my laugh. As soon as I hear the. Play that thing. Oh, guess what? It didn't come out. I forgot to tell you that, too. I played that and I go, something happened. So I go like, and then he goes, and I go, I'm doing, you know, and then anyway, it doesn't matter. It's okay. You are just a real winner. No, that's not this show. You are a person that does a great job on this show. You have add a great quality to the show. You do a lot for the show. And one cue messed up. To George Carlin, I'm being serious. I thought this show would be like, you know, you can make fun of people like in the business that are agents and they yell at their interns.
Mm-hmm.
Just because on a scale from 1 to 10, let's say they're a 10. You know, that parody we see of like, you know, the movie. What was the movie called where he was horrible to his – Kevin Spacey was horrible to his intern?
Horrible Bosses.
Daniel. Well, that's me pointing to a
– The one where Kevin Spacey was a horrible boss? Todd, what was that movie called? The one with Kevin Spacey.
It was
being a horrible boss.
It was called Horrible Boss?
Bosses.
Horrible Bosses?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be like that, but even moments of that, that's all. Are you okay? You have a cold and you're in here and you have malaria. What are you laughing at, Lane? You can laugh at anything you want. I have the silliest, strictest atmosphere in the world.
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at?
Most insecure comedian. What's so funny?
I'm so happy we're all here. There's people that I wish they would stop staring in at the cars. They're making me nervous. All right, listen. Let's slow down here.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be fine. Let me take another drink of my coffee. How's everyone listening at home? Are you good? Daniel, you got a lot of love sent your way this week with the tweets.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say something? How did you know?
Because they CC'd me. I don't know. No, they at me.
That is how you, yes.
They at me.
Yeah.
Who's coughing up shit?
Rob.
What did you take a picture of, Aristotle? The people outside. You know, the people. Dave Rath does this to me at every party, and Brian Posehn. It fools me, but I can never get anybody else. Well, the first time it fooled me. Like, they go up to me. They go, Todd, the people want you inside. I go, who? They go, the people outside. And then I fall for it. I don't fall for it anymore, but in the beginning, hey, Todd, they want you inside. Who? The people outside. I go up to people. Hey, they want you inside. They go, why? Fuck you. You say who wants you inside so I can do the bit.
Hey, you know what's interesting?
Funny.
Maybe what I think is interesting. Tell me if this piques your curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you find it odd that we're the only country in the world that ever went to the moon? No one else has ever gone to the moon.
I just realized something. That means it's not important. No, that doesn't mean that.
I don't know what it means.
You're right.
China, Russia, no one, you know, like we wanted to go to the moon. Like France never even tried. Well, we're not going to go to the moon. We're going to sit here and eat cheese.
Well, maybe because we did it. They go, Americans will do it. By the way, I bet there's an educated answer to that. I bet there's an educated answer to why other countries.
I wonder if it's just like the Americans, you know, showing it's like their Disneyland. Big picks. We can fucking we can go to the moon. You don't believe us? Watch.
Let me ask you a question.
We can make it.
If you could go to the moon for free,
yeah,
no lie, would you go to the moon?
Why?
Excuse me, I said yes or no. There wasn't a why.
If
they're sending a rocket ship up into the moon, and it's like, you know, that
in this scenario, like, my
it's free.
My life will not be in danger, right? I don't assume any of the usual risks people do when they join the NASA program.
You're right. I need to be more specific. You would assume the same dangers that anybody would that went to the moon. The only difference is that it would be free. Like, like that teacher got to go up. Oh. I shouldn't use her as an example because...
No.
You wouldn't turn.
No, I can imagine. And like people go, oh, you look back and the Earth looks so beautiful. It's like, yeah, you know, I've seen it. In
okay,
movies and
I
stuff.
Wouldn't. I'd be scared. Turn Jake's mic on for a second. Jake, would you do it?
Yeah, for sure, I'd go. But was it real that the America went to the moon? Because wasn't that the whole thing? Like they might have. Is that just like a
myth? No. I mean, Russia, I guess, tried, but they once we got there, no one ever went back to the moon except for us.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that it's a, what do you call it, a conspiracy?
Like it was like staged.
No. No one really believes that. That's sane. We just lost 20% of our listeners.
Rob
doesn't think it out.
Conspiracy.
He doesn't think
theories.
It. Conspiracy theories. They're not. It's not that. It's like, come on here.
I don't, you know, this government couldn't keep so many stupid secrets. Why would they be able to keep that under wraps?
Right. They can't even keep secret the way they treat prisoners of war.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Secret Service agents can't get
blowjobs in South America without it getting out, but somehow they brought down the Twin Towers without anyone ever talking about it, you know.
God bless you. I love you. I think what you just said made a lot of sense to people that believe in conspiracy theories.
Right.
Do I believe that there's shit that the government doesn't want us to know? Yes. But you're right. If they can't get their dick sucked and keep it a secret, then how are they going to do? But they – but yeah, but how about the day after they all got their – we're being silly to make a point. They got their dick sucked. They couldn't keep it a secret. And then they all met. You think we could go to the moon and keep that a secret?
Yeah, I think we can keep that a secret. The dick sucking thing is something.
As long as we don't get our dick sucked while we're up there.
Imagine the person that believes in that conspiracy theory right now listening to us, not being able to. There's two types of people. There are a group of people listening to us. And by the way, you know me. I don't care if it's three listeners.
Uh-huh.
That they do believe that we never went to the moon, but they're able to get past it. They're like, it's a show. Then there's someone else right now. I'm going to write him an email. God,
you get an angry email about from some conspiracy theorist.
We won't.
I would love to read it.
I have to say this, and it sounds a little cheesy. Our listeners, I think, we never get anything like that. They're usually very well thought out. You know, like people listen to the show and they know that I'm open for change, so they'll email me something very educated and very intelligently, putting some information in front of me. But it's always really. Very well written and very well thought out and said in a very kind way. So I don't think so. But anyway, listen. It's like,
do you think you have Scientologists listening to the show?
You know what? If they do, then I like them, because if you can't listen to the show and be a bad person. That's nauseating, right? Is it?
It's funny.
Well, I think look, here's what I'm trying to say is, you know, now I'm a little paranoid because, you know, it's like, oh, what do I think? I'm so great. No, I attempt to be decent, and I lapse. I've lapsed a judgment sometimes. I'm sure you can listen to my past work and find that current work. But I attempt to care. So I think most of the listeners are the same way. That, you know, it's funny you bring that up. Fuck Harry Reasoner. Do we have that? I know we didn't ask to put it on the board, but if you can find it. Joy Behar on the last day of The View, she goes, and you know what? I always wanted to say this in the name for you, Barbara Walters. Fuck Harry Reasoner. Because back when.
Who's Harry Reasoner?
He was a big news guy. And then when they brought Barbara Walters on, I forget when, it must have been in the early 70s, he was, you know, like a little baby. I don't want a girl. I said it last week, and why do I find it cathartic every time to say it? That this man is supposed to be brilliant. He's supposed to be bringing the news to the people. Uh-huh. But just because I'm changing the tone of his voice, no make mistake about it, this is what it's a girl. I don't want a girl to be on the news. It's a girl. It's a girl. Grow up, you crotchety old fuck.
So if you'll allow me, there's something that I've been meaning to say on your behalf for 16 years. Harry Reasoner.
I don't want a girl on the news. Did you do any research about her history or what?
It's a girl! Come here. Get Harry Reason over here and spank his little fucking dumb ass. And I don't even believe in spanking, but that's the first thing I think of. You don't need to sit him down and have a talk. Spank him. I don't want a girl doing... And guess what? There's people like making those same mistakes today. That's what you look like. You like looking like Harry Reasoner? You want to look like Harry Reasoner? You don't want to be the guy that went behind his back? Fuck Harry Reasoner. Welcome aboard.
Is he still around?
I don't know. Oh. His grandchildren listen to the show.
They're Scientologists.
Why do I get so worked up? Why do I have to do that till I get little...
I don't want to ghoul on the news.
Because that's what you sound like. Anyway, listen, enough of that. I asked people to do their cover. We're going to get to you. We've gotten to you.
Yeah.
But we're going to get to you more.
I feel gotten to.
That was a cold opening. That was a cold opening, but I do want to get to some things. I asked people to do, you know how people do cover songs?
Yeah.
I said, take 2 minutes of the podcast and do your own version of it, like a cover podcast.
Uh-huh.
So Bobby said he was dating this girl, not dating a girl, whatever, you know, whatever.
Bobby Miyamoto?
Yeah, Bobby Miyamoto.
Uh-huh.
And he said she wanted onion rings. So we talk about it on the show, and then she wanted them at Ruth Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's such a trick.
My favorite story, can I interject?
Yeah.
About Bobby Miyamoto. Remember, the three of us were in Vegas, and we were at some club or bar or whatever, and Todd and I are in the corner just talking to ourselves about how hot all these girls are that, you know, we're not going to talk to.
Well, me. Yeah.
I
said they're bored.
And then Bobby is chatting up the hottest girl in the bar, right? And I look over, and I go, Bobby, he's my hero because he just walked up to the hottest girl in the bar and he just threw game at her and he was there for like 2-3 minutes just talking to her, and I go, I admire that. That is so great. Good for him. Confidence is king. And
he's
killing it. Yeah.
I looked at her. I went, you know what? I'm not going to make fun of him because look at him over there talking away.
And then he comes up. He goes, no luck.
2 seconds later, no luck. He turns around, no luck. Outside at the carnival court.
Yeah.
All right, let me take another sip of So anyway, this is the onion ring sent in. Who sent this in? How you feeling, Jake?
I'm doing a little bit better, yeah.
Okay, you look great. You got a nice glow about you.
Thanks. Matt Apodaca sent this in.
Matt Apodaca, huh?
Hey,
I'm Matt Apodaca. Hey, what's the matter? You don't like a Matt Apodaca? I'm a Matt Apodaca, baby.
And Ruff, what do you want to do tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
You hungry or anything? You want something to eat?
Sounds really good.
No, tell me.
Really, like, so good right now?
Mm-mm, no.
Onion rings.
Oh, I know a great place.
Yeah?
Let's go. Carl's Jr. We'll go over to Carl's
Onion
Jr.
Onion rings.
I was thinking of another place.
Oh, you're right. Jack in the Box has better onion rings. You're absolutely right. I know a shortcut. Do you not like Jack in the Box?
No,
we can go to, like, Arby's or something. You know what? Arby's is the other way.
He keeps turning the car around.
Way,
oh, sure. I know what you're
doing. Their onion rings are...
Sounds like a motorcycle, to be fair.
I was actually thinking,
to George Carlin, do you really think that sounds like a motorcycle?
Well, just because... Todd and Daniel. Yeah, just because they're turning around really quick and they're going from restaurant to restaurant with, you know...
Hold on. Turn this off.
Relative ease.
No, I never thought we'd use it for this. But by the way, thank you for sending that in. I there's no way that sounds like a motorcycle. Play it again. No, play the car screeching around.
Hey, Ruff, what do you want to do?
Can you move it up a little?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, a great place. Carl's Jr. We'll go over to Carl's Jr.
I think I just want to play that jingle a lot, so just relax.
Another place.
No, but it doesn't.
Jack in the Box has better onion rings. You're absolutely right.
You know what? I know where you're confused. It's a motorcycle with a cart. So that's probably where you are.
Just to be right. Oh, it's a motorcycle with two carts.
It's two carts on the side
and two up
and
front.
And a roof. It's one of those four-wheeled motorcycles. With a roof and two seats up front and a seat in the back.
All right, we're
with
good.
The trunk.
Hey, by the way, You know how I say, and then we're going to get off my, this is my opening, you know. By the way, hold on. This is our cold opening. I got so many things. The guy who did the, hold on. He didn't even mention my name. Oh, the Brian Regan bit. What's his name? Can you turn his mic on and read his name?
His name is David P.
David P. He did the Brian Regan bit where he mashed it, but he did a better job than us, right? So, thank you. He tweeted, and he didn't even mention my name. I thought we might have. That's not fair. The guy sends something in really nice, and we don't need to play it now, but I just thank you. That was very nice of you to send it in. What's his name again? David P. Thank you, David P. There you go. So... one more thing, and then we're going to go on. We're gonna talk about two more things. It's so funny. I don't consider this part of the show. Daniel used to always tell me, "Todd, that's part of the show."
Yeah.
I go, "Well, I guess you're right. Who am I to argue when he's complimenting me?" This is a weird thing to bring up, and it doesn't matter. We're not going to get into a deep conversation about it. But like I always say, empathy. Don't judge. Don't judge the person, you know, after you. And when it comes to polygamy, I know nothing about it, but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I would imagine that not all polygamists believe in that are part of the obviously the molestation that goes on with the younger children. Or yeah, you would call it that, right? That would be how you would reference it, right?
Right.
But until I do it, you think, well, Todd, you had all week to do research. People send in nice emails. They clean it up for me. I don't got to go like looking through books and. But I don't make.
There's just not a lot of articles about polygamy and Mormonism on Twitter that have you at Todd Glass handle in them. So right. You probably don't come across as many.
But wouldn't you think there's polygamists that don't practice that type of behavior?
I'm sure there's polygamists who have consensual adult.
Right.
Relationships.
And I can't shit on that because let me tell you something. To George Carlin, I don't think that would work for me. And the reason I tell you that is because it has a little more guts when you're defending something other than yourself. So it wouldn't work for me. But look, marriage, I said this before, traditional marriage has not been going so well where we can shit on alternative types of marriage. So yes, obviously. So I don't turn around and shit on polygamists. I don't want to make generalizations about those groups. So until I did a lot of research, no, I don't. Are you going to make a joke or are you going to try to weigh in here in an intelligent way?
Oh. Not only was I going to make a joke, it was going to be a dumb one too.
Jesus! What are you going to say?
I was going to say it's tough enough, and eventually they all get on the same cycle, and it's tough enough. Yeah. You have one. I told you it was going to be dumb, and then at the end I was going to go, "Hey-o."
Maybe do the joking, and you give. Do you know how to do rim shots on the drums? Do you know how to do bum boom, and then you do the thing? Go ahead.
It's bad enough having one wife on her period. Imagine four at the same time.
There you go. Well, yeah. You like that?
Well, not after all that.
All right, listen.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
Oh, look what, that's so, I feel so good. So we're going to do this and we're going to take a break. And
then
we're gonna,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do one more thing. Then we're going to take a break.
How long have we done?
Okay. I hope that I did. If there's someone out there that practices polygamy, I hope I did it justice. I hope there is someone that goes, God damn it. Thank God Todd gets it. Like, you know, that's what I try to do. That's all I ever wanted to do.
If someone made it work and, you know, it's their thing, God bless them.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Whatever their God is.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be mine?
Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into a deep conversation because I've never watched it. But there's another show called Breaking Point. Do you aware of that? It's like a reality show.
And so you tuned into Breaking Point?
Swear to God, to George Carlin.
To see what all the hubbub's about?
Exactly. And there's one guy that his girlfriend is tap dancing and he sprains, I forget. So you have to put ice pack underneath.
So you're at home alone.
I'm
and
at
you
home.
Go, oh my God!
Why do you have to remind me of that?
I've been hearing so much about this breaking something show.
Guess what I do?
What do
and
you
I
do?
Know if Chris Hardwick has a show after Breaking, then I you know what I do? I legitimately gave it more time than I would have, and I watched it, and I watched it, and I watched it. I'm like, oh my God, this is what everyone's talking about? And someone out there knows what I mean, or you're going to go YouTube it and find out. It's called Breaking Point, and I don't even know what it's about. I think it's like
a
about,
reality show.
It's a reality show, and I'm like, what does Chris Hardwick talk about? Like, when this show's over, I can barely talk. And then I found out, oh, it's Breaking Bad. I'm like, oh, and the guy's like, I sprained my leg, and I don't know what to do, and I can't go out there and do the dance, and... Like, just the worst show in the world, but I keep listening.
What network is that show on?
It must be the one you get for free, because you know I canceled all TV.
Why?
Because to tell you the truth, I wanted to try it out to see if I would get, you know, just
AMC is free, right? It's basic cable.
Well, I wanted to see if I get more work. Like, just stop watching so many channels where I will eventually find something. Uh-huh. Now, I'm going to get, my guess is, so I don't bullshit myself, I'm going to probably get every channel back. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I've been enjoying it. Oh, there's times at night when I go, fuck, I wish I had more channels. But the fact that I don't, I'll flip, and then I'll turn it off and I'll get something done, which is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll sit there and do nothing. I think that's more creative.
I'm sure
I don't do
you'll
anything.
Always be able to find a Family Guy episode.
I will. Let me tell you something. I'll turn on my phone. I'll look at my tweets.
Have you seen the new Arsenio show yet?
I did see a little bit of it.
How was it?
I'm always saying positive things. It's my new way.
Oh.
No, it's Arsenio Hall.
Huh.
No.
It's exactly like the old show.
By the way, I will say this. This is a weird way to make... That guy, you can't... Someone sent me a
clip. Hey, come on.
Someone sent me a clip. This is true. Look, there's a lot of people in the business that don't age. But someone sent me an old clip. I'm like, is this him now or back then? Like, he looks exactly the same. It's a little bit of comfort TV, I would imagine, for a lot of people, because there you get to see the exact same thing. There he is with his hands in the prayer, you know, like he's praying, listening. Here's what it is for me.
He listens with his hands.
He listens. Well, it's good. It's okay. I don't know. I only watched one little quick thing with Magic Johnson, and I was very impressed with some Magic Johnson talking about his son. He did not pick this wishy-washy stance to maybe...
His gay son.
Hey, you come in here with your agenda? Yeah, he was very... Well, you can't ask people to erase thousands of years of their religious beliefs to move forward on this. That's what someone told me about somebody. They asked a friend, you can't ask people to erase. You know, we're talking about people that should know what it's like to be repressed. We're not comparing every angle of it. And then they go on to repress another group. You can't ask them to erase thousands and thousands of years of their religious beliefs. Okay, I won't. But thank the good fucking Lord that someone did that for you. Thank the good fucking Lord that someone back then that went to the same place to rationalize wrongdoing did it for you. And there's so much fucking sarcasm flooding out of my mouth. Thank God that somebody else went, no! We will ignore what people are acting like they found in the written word. We will fucking ignore it, and we will give these people what they deserve. But when it comes time to you, we can't ask them to ignore. Well, I won't. How about that? Aren't I a fucking... I won't. You're right. I won't ask you. But thank God someone did that for you. Boy, didn't you fucking benefit.
Magic Johnson has really reinvented himself and, like, you know... Had been a beacon, for the lack of a better word, of, you know, for so many causes and, like, so many times over. First with basketball, then with, you know, HIV, and then with businesses.
You told me something that I admired when Ronald Reagan brought him into the White House too. What did you tell me? And then we're gonna take a break.
Yeah, he was asked to be on Ronald Reagan's, or was it George Bush at the time? I think it was the first George Bush.
Try not to say any words with peas because we don't have foam on the microphone this week.
Okay. He asked him to be on a panel.
I should have got, you know who I should add in here? The guy who goes, well, the news. Who is he? He's a very good journalist. I shouldn't be. He has a problem with, he has a speech impediment.
Who?
In the news today, we got my, come on, real. Jimmy Fallon does an impersonation of him. He has problems with, it doesn't matter. Two people know who I'm talking about.
Wolf Blitzer?
Yeah.
And then he quit. Magic Johnson quit the presidential panel.
Please, not in the middle of a great speech.
To look into, you know, to see how they could battle, you know, the HIV epidemic. Right, and then he quit because he said that he felt it was just a show.
They weren't doing anything. How you doing, Rob? How's Ursula? Scream really loud. Yeah. Do you think that Ursula ever asks about me? Like, does she think about me ever? Does she wonder about me? Do you think that I haven't seen Ursula since, you know, she went back with Rob, or Rob, you know, moved. It was a very vicious move. But I want to see her because I think she's going to go apeshit. Because I think she'll remember me. And when her little legs go up in the air, I'm going to take her face and just fucking mush the living shit out of it when I see her. Oh, I remember just getting her face, and I would get my face right in her face, and I would go, Ursula, you are the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. And her head would turn and look at me, and I would just flutter with so much love that she would go rip-roaring around the whole fucking house. And then I would chase her, and I'd bite her ass. Mm-hmm. And then she would fucking come flying after me. One time she chased me out the back door all the way into the yard. She was going to get me. And I started screaming. You know, like when you're a little kid, you're like, ah. Anyway. All right. Is there anything you want to say? Last word.
About your dog story?
No. About anything before we take a break and we come back. We're going to get some fresh air.
No.
You feel good?
Yeah. Feel good.
You think, dude, you think we have a nice intro for you?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Is there another intro?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. So we're going to take a break.
I want to get through some of the stuff you have on this paper. Some of it is in red. Some of it is in black.
You like
some of it is in pencil.
Do you like
this? I assume that's the shit you're not really that sure if you want to talk about.
Remember this started in D.C. when I went outside to get fresh air. Do you remember that?
Fresh air. Todd finds it delectable. Yes, fresh air. Why, even the most respectable refresh air is wonderful on a Friday podcast with Todd Glass. Fresh air, it's really nothing serious, but fresh air, it makes Todd Glass delirious, and fresh air is certainly worth the comedy it makes.
You like it? Mm-hmm. You didn't look like you were enjoying it at all.
I was listening. That's what I look
smiling.
Like when I listen. It blank. I go blank in my face.
No, be honest. Were you
all
were
the
you?
Energy that you know normally takes for me to look pleasant and interested?
No, I don't even want to play that.
Goes to my ears. So I look like I'm bored when I'm listening.
Lyricist
intently.
Joe, play it again. I want to see. I want to keep my eyes right on you and stare at you the whole time I play.
See?
Oh, now you look like you're really enjoying it.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
I can't control it sometimes.
Right, here's what we're going to do. Chris sent me in. I like this song. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to Chris Miller.
How about people that like will follow you on Twitter, and then they go, how about a follow back?
Seems like what we talked about before. If you want to look like you... What do you want me to say? Seriously. And
Todd and Daniel, like brothers, Todd and Daniel,
like that one was a real one.
I know. Follow him. What are you?
Just stop.
Fuck. All right. Everything. I'm in such a good mood. Do you feel light?
Yeah.
Do you feel good, Aristotle? Aristotle, 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 Aristotle. Yeah, you miss a lot of shit when you leave. I'm glad you're back because I start worrying because there's so many new people.
Yeah.
That I started like, I like that, you know, like you're back because I would always, let me tell you something. I would never lie to the audience about something like that. I don't know how I deal with it, but I'd go... But like that you're back. Like if some reason we did not talk anymore, how would I?
If we had a falling out,
yeah. How would I tell the listening audience? I'd give them an edited version. But no, you just got a little busy, and I get it. And then you come back, and Aristotle's here because you know Katie got scabies.
Oh.
Oh.
I feel bad about that.
Yeah. No, she got a disease on her inner thigh. No. All right, so why don't we? Chris Miller sent us in. We'll take a break. We'll listen to a little bit of this, song, which I really liked. I listened to it last night. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
There's an old man in the corner. He's drinking rum and gin. An emotion's me over. To tell me tales about where he's been. And how he one time crossed the ocean.
Chris Miller, thank you. So before we get down, stop looking at my notes. Now I understand why Letterman sometimes, like when there's a guest, he's like, stop looking at my notes. Or Jay Leno does that. Who, they both do it.
I met Jay last night.
At the Comedy Magic Club.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Well, we always say that. It's like, that's why, like, there's a lot of times, look, when I took him on the, I'm a Letterman guy.
Uh-huh.
But I know what you mean. You have an experience.
I don't know that I would have been able to sit down and have a conversation like that with Letterman.
No.
Jay is just very accessible, and I think he goes out of his way to be.
Well, can I tell you this? I've said this before. At least I tell the true story. I'm not on the fence in a wishy-washy bullshit way, but I really like Bill Maher, and I know Bill Maher. Maybe there was more to that story than I knew. Uh-huh. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like when Conan thing happened. I don't know. I mean, I was hard fucking.
Yeah.
That was okay. I'm trying to be positive right now.
Yeah.
Without being a fucking wishy-washy piece of shit, which was the name of my first country hit.
That should be the name of your book.
I'm a wishy-washy. I'm a wishy-washy. I'm a wishy-washy piece of shit. Thank you. I thought he could have jumped in a little sooner. But anyway. He's always, you think maybe now he's so nice because trying to do damage control sometimes. Like, you know, he knows the way people feel, and let me just try even harder. Because you said he was so nice at the Comedy Magic Club last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then right away I feel bad because I know sometimes, like, we'll make jokes. But I will tell you this, to at least I paint a right picture. When he was everybody's, the comic's comic,
yeah.
You know, he was just as nice. So I try to remember that, and I'll tell you why. Because I do, you know, I'm not into these people that think they can be emotional in front of everyone and be dicks, and you know, like, yeah, we all get sad, but when you're around other people, you know, be nice, like, you know. And he was, like, we picked him up in New Jersey in the car, you know. You helped me with the book,
yeah.
Wrote the book, I should say. I helped you with my book.
You helped me write your book.
I did help Daniel write my book. In all fairness, would you admit I helped?
Yes, that is true. You helped a little. Yes.
Come on. So, but he was, yeah, he was always so nice. Like, he was, you know what I liked? One time there was this improv troupe at this comedy club, and below the comedy club, they would, like, breathe and do exercises. Oh, my God, Jesus Christ. Now, in and out. Oh, we're going to pray. I'm not into praying and doing comedy. It doesn't go together. Mm-hmm. If you're going to pray before you do your show, you might not have a good career. And there's no truth to what I'm saying at all. I feel it. It's everything I don't believe in, making assumptions on probably, there's probably somebody that prays it's the best comic in the world. Maybe not. Anyway, they might pray, but they don't do it like traditionally before their show, like cross themselves. No, you have a different type of connection with whatever you believe in. You have a much more real, a much more personal. It might be your house, whatever you do, but it's not, please, Jesus, bless this stage that I'm about to, your career's in the shitter already. So anyway. Uh-huh. Then there was those downstairs doing that and breathe in and breathe out. Are you fucking shitting me? Jay Leno's upstairs eating a hamburger right before he goes on. Go, yeah, yeah. And he eats two hamburgers, goes on stage, fucking annihilates for a fucking hour and a half, like fucking nuts. Yeah, yeah. No breathing.
He was funny last night. He had some great bits. Contemporary stuff, too, not like, you know, his old act.
What does he wear now? Does he still wear the jeans?
No, he was wearing a suit.
He really?
Suit and tie, yeah.
At the Comedy Magic Club?
Yeah, and it was cool to hear him swear.
Yeah, you fucking.
Yeah, this fucking guy.
This fucking guy's an asshole.
Yeah, it's cool.
Hey, that's fucking bullshit. I know, it'd be like if someone saw Johnny Carson swearing.
Yeah.
Oh, that piece of shit. Well, everyone used to do Dirty Johnny. My wife, my cock is so big. Remember, a few comedians would sit around at the improv and do Dirty Johnny.
Before my time.
Doc's wife's pussy is so rancid. You know, that's it. Anyway, so I went to...
You went to a party last night, or...
Hey, mind your own business.
And you hung out with Fred Willard.
I did. Thank you. I was very much like a very excited, giddy. You know,
Fred Willard has looked the same since Spinal Tap.
Let's talk about that.
That's the beautiful thing of like when you get famous in your 40s, you really like from your 40s up until like, you know, late 80s, you sort of look the same.
Let me tell you something. Fred Willard is probably, I don't know how, you know what, I don't like people talking, I don't like age, so whatever age he is, it doesn't matter. I know you bang your mic, I don't care, that's how, what a good mood I'm in. I won't even bring it up. It's over.
What
done.
A good mood I am in.
What a mood I am in. Oh, I got a song for you. I got a song for you. I can sing a song, Daniel. Okay, listen.
Okay.
Hold on.
Fred Willard?
Fred Willard. Now, Fred Willard was in a pilot that I did. So I had experience.
Todd's Coma.
Todd's Coma, where we shot it at my house.
Did he remember that?
Hold on. But I don't take for granted. I would never go, remember. You know, I would imagine, I would not be surprised if he remembered nothing. I really mean that. Like, yeah, maybe if you drove, you know, you give some details and then it comes back. But you just forget stuff after a while. You know, that was one little thing he did. But he was at the house probably 6 or 7 times. And I remember being so infectious with whatever he said, but truly loved it. But I didn't want to come off like, but that's how hard it made me laugh. And he's standing in our living room rehearsing. And I know I'm going a long way to back to Jeff Ross's party. Is this okay?
Yeah.
He bangs into my sliding glass door and he makes a really loud noise. And he goes, you know what? With that Fred Willard deadpan, he goes, I go, no, that's okay. He goes, no, I feel like I busted it. He goes, I'll send my carpenter and a crew over here tomorrow to fix it. I'm like, no. Knowing he's kidding. I go, no. He goes, you know what? No. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have your house. I think it looks stupid where it's at. I'm going to have a crew come in here. We'll move it back 5 feet and make this place look the way it should. But with that deadpan, not with the excitement I just did. So anyway, it was very funny. And then last night he was there, and that was 13 years ago. Remembered everything. Walked up, because of course, you know, is this a humble brag? Whatever you want to fucking call it.
I think it's a brag brag.
It's a brag brag. It's a fucking brag brag mixed with genuine excitement. See, I don't consider it a brag brag. You know what I consider it? Something I told you. You're not judged by story by story. You're judged by if every time you do it, stories like this, yeah, people get tired of you. But you're okay to tell a story like this once in a while. Does this make sense?
I think if you were talking about how you got to hang out with Brett Pitt, it'd be, you know.
By the way, I would tell that story too. But in the comedic world, Fred Willard is Brad Pitt.
Right. Right.
He's Brad Pitt. He's Brad fucking Pitt. Everybody loves Fred Willard, and they should.
Right.
Because he's fucking great, and he's nice, and fuck.
So, how did you find out that he remembered?
He said, Todd Glass. He goes, yeah, we did Todd. He remembered everything. And then he remembered a line. He goes, I remember there was a line where I would cough, and then I would do it. I know the exact line he's talking about. But I told him a story that you know, all I had to do the night of the show was lay in the bed. In the play, it was basically we did it 3 times in one night. I had to lay in bed, but I had seen the rehearsal so much it didn't make me laugh anymore. I knew it was good, but you know, I'd seen it and seen it and seen it. But I told him this last night, but he pulled something out the night of the show that he never did at rehearsal at the house. And motherfucker, I remember just going. Now I was on. I took a little bit of pot and a little bit of a
show or at the party.
I was so nervous. When the night we did the show where I had to lay in the bed, I'll go full circle here, where I had to lay in the bed, last minute I got nervous. Like, am I going to not be able to move for an hour in front of an audience? So I had a little bit of pot, and then Mike Coman's mom gave me like a half of a Vicodin. And then I was still nervous. And then someone said, concentrate on moving instead of not moving. So under the mattress, I would take my fingers and move them. It sort of worked, you know. I don't have to worry about not moving. That sounds weird now, but, you know, I was only 53 at the time. I was a young lad. So anyway, he did this thing where he would pull out his own fucking ba-dum-bum-bully, the comedic or the – well, I'm getting ahead of myself. So he would say something like – I think it was something like, is the obese slut in room 3 is having cardiac palpitations. And then he pulled a cookie out from his pocket and he ate it. Like the absurdity, like this doctor doesn't even like care about what he's saying. He just eats a cookie. Like none of it means anything to him. And he did that in the live show and it made me laugh very hard. I told him that last night, and then he said he had to go right after I told the story. No, he said he was leaving. I know. Look, I'm being a little giddy, but it's okay.
Yeah.
He said he had to leave, and he goes, he's going to Hawaii. So I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go with you. And he goes, oh, that – I wish I could do his voice because it's so – he goes – He goes, oh, that'd be so great, I tell you. He goes, you know what, though? I know the plane's all sold out. I go, that sounds a little weird. I go, what about Hawaii? He goes, it's sold out, too. And I went, ah, oh, that's a shame. I would have gone with you. And then we agreed that was the easiest guy to blow off. Like, he's like, wait, oh, so Hawaii sold out. Ah, shit, you know? Hawaii sold out. And then that happened, and then Jeffrey Ross fell in the pool, and everyone ate cake.
Where's his house?
Jeffrey Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I give the specifics. It's nice.
It's nice?
Yeah, I liked it. Had a big fucking pool. Like, not like, you know, a lot of homes in L.A., they have little pools because that's all you have room for. It's like someone said, fuck it, take up the whole backyard. I was unscrewing bulbs. I was, you know.
In the pool?
In the pool. No, just in the house. I thought I was driving them crazy.
Jeff, your pool is too bright.
I ate so much. By the way, I ate, Daniel, like he got Roscoe's chicken and waffles,
mm-hmm.
and then he had pizzas, and then I ate 6 pieces of chicken.
Uh-huh.
I had macaroni and cheese. I had collard greens. I had probably 5 slices of pizza, and then maybe 6 cookies, 6 big squares.
Is that another humble brag?
You just wait and pray, don't you?
No, I just wait.
No, I mean, and pray for me. You have these great little things you just lob at me. It's great. I see you just wait there with your fingers all touching each other. He'll say something eventually. All right. So that's what happened with... I'm going to edit that whole story out.
No, you're not. Come on. I got a big laugh in the middle of it. How dare you edit out my best work.
All right. Listen, let's do your intro. Can you do something nice and prove you can play the drums? Give me a beat on the drums first. We're going to play through the speakers. Okay?
Okay.
And this is the show. Now we start.
Okay, hold on.
Now we start.
Yeah, go. Give me a beat first without it.
He remembered.
You can't hear it.
Have you seen him anywhere I know? Heard he helps out with writing his book. We appreciate him through and through. You know he's American just like you.
American.
Where's Daniel Keno,
oh my God.
Where's Daniel Keno,
you go.
I love that so much. That is awesome.
Lyricist Joe. Lyricist Joe, everybody.
Joe, you are the best.
Show him the love. You know what? These things don't write themselves. No. A lot of music. If he's listening to the podcast right now, he should know.
So good. So good. He's so,
so much
talented.
Fun. Play it again.
No, but for real though, can I get a copy of that MP3?
Was it going to be your ringtone?
No.
I could see you right now at the Starbucks. All of a sudden. Who the fuck is this guy? What's this, honey? That's that guy's phone?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show. It's the way we do it. Bruce Springsteen, Todd Glass, and chocolate milk.
You know, we missed Springsteen in Amsterdam. Have I been on the show since Amsterdam?
I don't remember.
No,
you might have been. We didn't talk about Amsterdam together on the show?
I guess not.
What a night. For a week.
For a week. That was a hell of a night.
It was a week full of what a nights.
Yeah.
I would just, you know what I did? I think I talked about this. I just found the rhythm. I got up at 4 o'clock at night, 5 o'clock at night, would go to the gym. And then I would stay up till 6, 7 in the morning.
I think it's funny because we got there 2 days early just to hang out. And then as soon as we got there, we found out that the day before, Springsteen was in town. And had we known that, we would have just... I would have talked you into going.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say hi to my friend out there, Todd Glass. That's the opening of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh. Is that what you think he sounds like?
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's closer.
Hey, how about it? Palisades.
Play it from the beginning again. That's the only part I can do it.
How's everybody? Where's my echo in my voice? Fucking son of a bitch. Hey, I want to say hi to my friend Daniel Keno on the Todd Glass Show. Hey, everybody.
All right, that's not good enough to do.
Hello. And yet, here we are.
Wait a second. Is that an insult? I had a nervous breakdown with AT&T today on the phone. I'm not proud of it. Here's what I think.
It'd be weird if you were proud of it. I snapped at a customer service rep today. And I'm pretty happy with myself.
Oh, by the way, I did not snap at a customer service. That I can say ironclad, I never
what
did.
What happened,
I have
God?
To bite my lip. Well, here's what happens. I always start by saying this. By the way, I should tell you that I don't think if it was $30 higher, it was worth dealing with it. But my phone bill was going from being, for consistently for months, about $140, $150, my cell bill, to now like $340, $520. So the last 2 months I called and they go, when you got back from thing, you didn't take care of that. They were nice. They'd take off like $200. Then I did it another month. I was honest. I get on the phone. I go, they took money off last month. I go, if it's my fault, look, I'll pay it. But like what? The guy today. But keep in mind, I didn't know it was going to end this positive. So in the beginning, I always bite my lip. I always go, listen, I know this isn't your fault. I just want you to know that if you feel a little frustration. Never, you know, I'm very kind to them. Uh-huh. And this guy was really good at what he did. It ends up my bill was like $488. Uh-huh. Guess what? When he was done, he goes, no, somebody made a mistake. When you got back from Canada. Okay, I'm trying to end the positive, then I'll go back to the negative. So he goes, no one ever switched you back. I don't want to bore everybody with, you know, he goes, so they made my bill instead of like $488 or whatever I just said it was, four something, in the middle of fours, $1.90. And you wonder, why didn't they just go, it's free? I don't care. I'm sure there's some math they did, and it just happened to be, it could have been a credit, but that's not the point. I don't care about that. I was great. But there was a point up front when here's all I heard, and I don't need to know all this. They go and it hurts the back of my head. It really does. Like I have a problem. So anyway, here's what happened. So back in February, you had they put you on a prorated, and that's for your internet minutes, and your internet minutes don't really match if you get your. So if you're YouTube and you get this, and they're I-40, should have gotten an I-45. That would have been the program that would have. But anyway, see what they did is they tried to. Oh no, I don't fucking understand it. And I fucking want to just like, ugh, I can't take it. And then, so I do this. I'm on the phone and I'm like, just breathing in and out. Like, but I'm going, it's giving me a headache. I don't want people to imagine me like this, but what the hell? So then then the guy literally goes, is everything okay? And I feel horrible because he heard me like, somebody else does this, and I'm going to be honest.
Do you ever call a customer service because you know you need something from them?
Do you care about my story at all?
A little. It reminded me of a story I had.
Oh, good.
So that's something.
Oh, it makes me feel better now. I knew my story was worth something.
Do you ever call somebody and you just ready? You know, you're ready yourself. You got to be nice. You got to be charming, and you got to be nice. And you get somebody that sort of is not in the mood. You know, a lot of the times they're friendly. Sometimes they're not. You know, you call up and like, hey, my name's Megan. How can I help you? Oh, hey, Megan, how you doing? How can I help you, sir?
Don't hang up and call again.
Well, yeah. But, you know, sometimes you'll forget. You're like, I had this thing. And then you try to be nice. I can't help you. And then you want to go, well, I was fucking faking it anyway, you whore. Click. I am frustrated with you. I was frustrated with AT&T when I called. Now it's fucking personal.
Yeah, because.
You should kill yourself.
Because the odds are. I figured this out, or somebody told me that, look, what do you do when you have to call back and it's an hour wait? Okay, there's some things you just give it a shot. But when you know it's B of A or you have a little trouble with someone, that you're going to call back and they answer within a minute. The minute you say, how are you? And they don't go, like, you can tell they come up. Like, not everybody asks them. And by the way, even if you're doing it and they know you're doing it because it's maybe if you're nice, you can get more out of people, they still don't care. You're taking the time to be nice. So if they don't, hey, how you doing? Hey, how are you? How can I help you? Yeah, how are you? How can I help you? Hang up. Because they're not going to be nice.
You know what I do? I go, you know what? Well, my wife's trying to convince me that these fees are reversible. And I hope she is right. Because if she's not, God help her.
You try to make
so, Megan, what can you do for my wife? Who I'm about to... Okay, I don't need to finish that joke.
It's okay.
If you love Daniel Keno, or you can love Daniel Keno.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
Makes sense. A lot of sense.
It does. Play it again, because yeah. I think you thought it didn't at first. Listen.
If.
Oh, do you love Daniel Keno?
Then.
Oh, then you're going to.
Oh, you're going to love Daniel Keno.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, math. 2 + 2.
Could anybody argue that?
You know, Lynn, soundproof logic.
Do it again. Hold on. I want to understand this.
If you love Daniel.
You know Daniel Keno? Do you love him?
Yes, if you do.
Oh, then you're going to. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love.
You're fine for this second part.
Guess what?
What?
It's not true. We had someone that loved you.
And then they didn't love
me. And then they didn't love you. It makes no sense. If you love Daniel Keno, you love Daniel Keno? I love Daniel Keno. Why don't we hang out with him tomorrow night? I don't like him.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it did the way, even in the silly world, but I didn't bring it home. It's okay. Listen, everybody, I think there's a song. To George Carlin, here's what happened, and I hate to put you through this.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay? I keep asking. Is everybody all right?
I got a heart out.
But just don't be disgusting. Not in front of the ladies.
let me tuck it back in.
Every time I hear that, it makes me laugh. I have a heart out. It sounds gross. I bet Harry Reasoner said that to Barbara Walters.
Well, why couldn't they just go, hey, I have to be out of here by 7? Why does there have to be a heart out?
I got a heart out. I bet that's what a pervy old guy said in the business years ago when a woman couldn't know. Like, she knew what he was doing, but it was like, Lisa, I got a heart out. All right. I don't know where that comes from. Hey, pardon me, but last night, for some reason, this was funny to me and Jake sitting in Cantor's. I was
Cantor's last night?
Yeah.
I love Cantor's.
You know what?
Do you ever get those the pickled tomatoes they have, the green pickled tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking insane, right?
Yeah, you get 3. It's free. You can get 10 of them and leave.
That's not free.
No, it's not.
You have to order something.
Well, I always order something. It's so good.
Best pickles and pickled tomatoes. I mean, who would have thought?
You're going to love our pickled tomatoes.
You're going to love our pickled tomatoes. It's pickle juice.
Oh, that's creepy.
If you love Daniel Keno.
All right, listen.
It's really creepy.
We're going to joke around anymore. I feel like we have a lot to get to, and I'm not doing it. But I guess we're talking, so something's happening.
Yeah? What do you want to get to, buddy?
Okay, listen. Everything's fine. I hate to do this. How long have we been going? But we took a little break. And you're in no hurry.
I get a heart out, other than that.
Oh, that's disgusting. Why do you gotta say that? We do the same bit all over again. I think I have a song that I could sing. Now, I don't know why I'm doing it to you. I swear to you, I was on the treadmill the other day, and I was listening to it, and I was singing along with it. I thought, look, granted, it's talk singing, but I was doing pretty good.
A lot of people do their best vocal work on the treadmill. When you're out of breath. Oh, okay, I was wrong. I think you can do this.
All that to say at the end, and shut up. That's how annoyed you are. Blah, blah, blah. It just doesn't fade out.
What song is that rhythm from?
Figure it out. Figure it out, motherfucker. That's our new game show. Figure it out, motherfucker.
That's such a creepy sound.
I get the money's worth out of this machine. No, what's the band that I saw on Letterman? One Direction.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know? We have another song. He took that and made it my intro 1 week. It's very exciting. Listen. So here's
great stuff, Don. Great stuff.
No, don't come into my high head and fucking be mean.
You know.
Hey, it's like you're walking around my high head. Give me echo. Here's what you could come into my high head right now. What are you doing? Forgetting where you're at, Todd? Huh? Are you all high? Oh, look at me.
Is that what I'm doing inside your head right now?
Well, it's your choice. Let's see how you do. I'm going to judge you from this point on.
This is me inside your head. Look at all this comedy gold that's laying around here.
You know what?
How come he doesn't use any of it on the show?
Don't put any effects in his voice and play no music. because you're complimenting me. I wanted to be very crystal clear.
You missed the left turn on that compliment.
Oh, you did? You know what? I don't even care. I know you did that because you were worried to be you were being too serious, probably.
No, I'm never worried about that.
Well, you should be.
Have you seen my act?
I've seen your act. You insult yourself. That's good. That's a sign of a professional. No, I mean, you got ahead of me and made the same joke that I would have made before I made it. You're like, I'll do Ooh. The... I'm one step ahead of you with your shitty jokes. And then you did it before. The
only insults.
They're not insults. Okay, listen. So I'm going to try to sing this song. And Daniel, all I ask... Yes, it's not a hard... Okay, so I was doing it at the gym on the treadmill, but I had the guy who sings it in my ear, and I thought... Yeah, it's a talking song, but then when I got here today, I got a little more nervous doing it. So okay. I'm going to just try. Put a little reverb in my voice.
Is this 99 Bottles? Okay, edit that one out.
No. We have to go back and edit all that work. It's fine. Are you okay, Lane?
Yeah.
You sure?
Lane, do you want some coffee?
That's what you say to the guests when you don't think you hear them laughing at all.
Yeah.
What? Okay, yeah. Here we go. No. Let's come on. We're gonna come in with some niceness. You know, how about you do a little bit on the drums? Like ten? No, that's not that. All right, come in. Here we go. You guys, I gave you some song lyrics. A lot of reverb. There's a ship that lies rigged ready for harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard the ship tomorrow. Through my heart is full with tears and this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I left you more dearly than the spoken. You guys suck if you sucked at that. I'll give you one more chance.
For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word.
I should do the whole fucking thing over again. God damn it.
I've heard there's a wicked war a-blazing. And a... very well.
I looked away.
Even now I see the foreign flag raising. Their guns on fire as we sail to hell. I have no fear of death. It brings me no sorrow, but how the bitter will be this last farewell.
Here we go.
For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
I'll wrap it up.
Through deaths and
fade it out. I'm going to do it again.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm going to do it again.
Well, before we get to that.
Oh, don't do this. You're so predictable. You know what you're like? Fox News. Everybody.
You mean always on the money?
There's no way you could just say, yeah, actually, that sounds pretty good. I know it didn't, but I should fucking do it again. You guys were horrible. I wanted to come over and punch every one of you because it doesn't take that much. You just
it's
have
their
to
fault.
Commit. Oh, you motherfucker. I'll come
no,
right
over. They let you down. You're
I
right.
I get it.
They let you down, you guys, and had you not sung that chorus so poorly, I'm sure the rest of the song would have gone a lot better.
Rob looks scared, petrified. Like, I can't do it. But in
Todd, I do have a serious question.
In rehearsal, he did do it. Look, I have a sickness.
You know, I think the world of you. You're a multi-talented person, so it's not a matter of that. But how do you think it went? Like, do you think, in your head, on a scale of, like, 1 to 10?
We did this before. Give me reverb. You motherfucker. Oh, maybe. You're right. I'll try harder. You're right. Okay. You want to fucking fight?
I think that's the problem. You're trying too hard.
There's a ship lies rigged ready for the harbor. Is that, like, I'm not trying too much? Hold on. Tomorrow for old England.
You're asking or telling?
She sails. No, I'm really trying to not be a joke, but far from your land and endless sunshine. To my land full of rainy skies and hills.
Wow, that was actually, that's actually pretty good.
And I shall be aboard the ship tomorrow.
Oh, and I see you lost it.
Through my heart is full of tears and farewell.
All right.
For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word. Save you, motherfuckers. I'm not shitting around. Here. Oh, you are beautiful. And I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. There you go. Oh, it's funny. You know how to do it all of a fucking sudden. I heard there's a wicked roar a-blazing, yes. And the taste of war, I know it so very well. Even now, I see the foreign flag a-raising. And their guns and fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings me no sorrow. But the bitter will, this will be our last farewell. You sing, motherfuckers.
For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
Did you write that song?
How do you think I did? No, be honest. To George Carlin.
I don't think you did.
How do I think I did?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you did anything.
Daniel, not even... Oh, God.
It's not even like... I can't even discuss it in the context of singing. Because it wasn't.
No. Okay, there were some joking parts when I was going, I have no fear.
Oh, yes. It got comical several times.
Was that enjoyable? I'll take that.
It was enjoyable in a comedic sense of way, but if I had paid money to hear that song done properly, I probably would not have been amused.
You think you're overthinking it a little?
Probably not that much.
Listen, you're out at the Hollywood Bowl,
uh-huh,
and all of a sudden that same song comes on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they see the orchestra, they're playing it. I'm sitting out there with a red spotlight on me, and I'm famous. People know, oh, this guy's really good. The same exact one.
Uh-huh.
And, the curtain goes up. You're drinking wine at your table at the Hollywood Bowl. There's a ship lies rigged ready for the harbor.
Oh, honey, he's lost it. Let's get out of here. he don't have it anymore.
Can I tell you what I like about that scenario? I was good at one point. You think
you
I
go,
lost.
I need to go like 2 seconds and you go, oh, honey, we got to get out of here.
I know you think, you know, Family got out of this. That's what I'm going to be doing. But okay, I don't want to lie because I do not want to overuse George Carlin. Okay, to George Carlin.
Okay, I have a question for you, okay? Real question.
Really? Usually you would wonder what my George Carlin was
about. Listen, I have a real question for you, okay? Say you have somebody that comes, a genie per se, I don't know, whoever you want to use in this scenario.
Oh, that's going to grants me a wish.
Grants you one wish, okay?
Oh, I know what it is.
No, you don't know what it is. You don't get to pick a wish.
Pussy.
He comes along and he says, you
pussy.
Get to have a singing career.
Yes.
Okay, you'll be a lounge singer.
Ugh.
With mediocre success, you'll appear.
How much do I make a year?
You make twice as much as you do now. Okay,
still not.
So you make $30,000 a year after taxes. Okay, clean money in the pocket. That's not including cruise ships and corporates. Okay, you pick up $700.
No,
$700 in those easy.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm a $10,000. Am I a $10,000 corporate actor?
Yes, you are. You do very well. Now I have to like get that out. Just God forbid someone out there thinks Todd makes $30,000 a year.
Shh. This is a. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shush you.
Listen. Okay, somebody comes along. Okay, and they say, you make twice as much money as you do now.
Okay,
you're a lounge singer. You do backup. You do a couple of videos. You know, you achieve slightly bit more success than you have as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do comedy ever again.
Okay.
You never do comedy. You never get on stage at a comedy club. You are a singer now from this point on. And it's you, Todd Glass, with the Todd Glass, who used to be a comedian.
Oh,
you know, now he's a singer.
Do I make jokes in between the songs? Like one, you know, one joke? Like
one joke, but like literally, like you've had a few engagements where people had to come up to you and go, Todd, you're doing too much comedy between songs.
So
we're getting
like
complaints from people
about the
comedy.
I'd be like, you know, so I'd just do the end of the joke. So here's my band would come right in. You know, it would be like, I don't know if which volume is going to be right, but we'll do it. So I said, a towel on the floor means I use it again. I said, what's a washcloth on the night table mean with a little lotion next to it? Okay, hold on. What happened? It's okay. Let's do it again. Here we go. So it's a washcloth on the table with a little bit of lotion on it. I don't want to do the laugh because the laugh is just I'm trying to stall for time. So hold on. Let's start it over. Start it over. Oh, that's a good volume. So now we know. This is fine. Everybody relax. Inward talking. So anyway, can I get some more reverb? Give me one of my jokes that come to an end. What do I? Anyway, I can never think of a joke.
Hey, folks, you ever wonder how come birds live in a...
You ever wonder why a bird... Well, anyway, you've been a good crowd. I just finished my song.
Yeah.
I was wondering the other day, why would a bird live in a shitty neighborhood? You've been a fun crowd tonight.
No, I changed my mind. You can't do jokes in between.
No, I'm not going to do it.
No, you're not going to do it?
Can I tell you the truth? I didn't even want to go on anymore because I know the answer to that. Seriously, no way. No way. Because first of all, I could took singing.
How much money would it take for you to walk away from comedy?
Nothing.
Not
playing with the paper.
$100 million?
Let me tell you something.
$100 million. Do you know what that buys you?
Can I tell you?
Here's the thing. You could do it. In your house. You could build a stage in your house, and you can have people come over.
Oh, maybe it's mine. You know what? It's very easy. I don't pretend what I would do with fake money, because you can have more morals sometimes than you really would. You know what I mean? You can be judged. Uh-huh. Oh, I wouldn't if they offered me this. But there are some things that I know. I really do mean it. And look, I can't lie to myself. I can't, you know, unless I have a sickness. I wouldn't do a cigarette ad. It would suck. Yeah, if they offered me $20 million, I would not do a cigarette ad. I would do some things that maybe wouldn't be my choice thing to do, but no money. I would be miserable.
So there's no amount of money
for you to
quit comedy, right?
No. How? Let me ask you, how much would you want?
$700. I'm fucking out.
Here we go. Now pause it. I think you really are not. I think you said I'm going to walk out. I really want you to picture. I will move on. I will trust you if you let me do it one more time. Then we'll move on.
What do you mean let you do it? You're going to do whatever you want to do.
That's not true.
Really? Well, then just for the sake of exercise, can you not do it one more time? I mean, if it's up to me, after all, you know.
Because you don't. God damn you.
Or are you still going to do it because it's your show?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Because I don't think you're doing it for real.
No, of course
I
not.
I think you do want to see it again.
Oh.
Right?
Of course. Of course.
Bitch. I'm going to move on.
No.
After I do it, I swear to God, to George Carlin. No, I'm doing it because I think you're being a little sarcastic. Here's the thing. Here's the part. There's more you have to do, but from the opening, I think if you were at the Hollywood Bowl and the lights went down and you were 3 feet from the stage and the band started playing and this voice came out, I think you'd be like, oh, this. You wouldn't be like, what? Now let me see. Let me do it one more time. Okay, start. Nice round of applause. They recognize the song. There's a ship that lies rigged, ready for the harbor. Tomorrow, for old England, she will sail. Maybe you're right. Meryl Schindler.
Can we take a break?
Do you know who Meryl Schindler is?
Sure. It's fuck.
You're great. That's the comedy timing that's going to make you your bucks.
Oscars, Oscars.
No, stop. Hey, 1970 called. They said,
yes, Mary Schindler, Oscar's granddaughter. You went out with her, right?
No, Bobby Miyamoto did.
Oh.
Okay, you want to take a break?
Yeah.
All right, we can take a break. But first, I want to thank you for being here.
Uh-huh.
Now, that song, maybe, I thought the beginning part was all right, but, you know, what do I know?
I know you did.
There's so much. Be disrespectful. I know you did. It's so demeaning. I know you did, Bubby. I know you think you can sing.
Yeah.
You're not being mean. You're like,
you're so talented.
You're like, you're not being mean. I know
you have confidence, and that's more important than talent.
I'm listening, but I'm also... Well, when we got so much. I'm going to rip through all this. Let's just go music thing when I get back. It's a karaoke festival.
Oh, great. Did you not know I was going to be on the show today?
Oh, I thought you would like that. I swear to God, I did. I thought you would be excited. Because you keep looking over here at all the shit written down.
I thought there was just bits and topics.
Well, I have other bits. We're going to teach you. We're going to, with the help of... the real Meryl Schindler. See, I don't want to do this. If James comes on here and does Meryl Schindler, and we've sort of talked about this a little with him the other day, I would do it the week after he's gone or something. I would always want to go, I'm doing James. I'm trying to do it. I would never do it in my act because I could just learn it from James. You think, well, why the podcast? Does this make any sense at all? But because I just watch him do it, and then as he leaves, it gets worse and worse. I want to see with the memory, and then I think we have a little Meryl Schindler. I want to see if you could do it. I figured out a way you could get halfway okay with it. Not like him where he gets every nuance there.
Meryl Schindler. Who's
you never
that?
Heard of him?
No.
Oh, he does. He's a food critic. And James does him really well. I don't mean to put pressure on you. But we're going to play. Oh, we got this. Do you want to have Arsenio Hall off? See who can go Arsenio longer? We can decide that. There's a lot to talk about.
Yes.
A lot talking about.
Let's take a break.
No, shut up. Shut up. Hey, we have a new sponsor. And I won't do a sponsor unless I believe in it. And if you have kids, you're going to want them to have this. So,
bumble around with the bumble ball, baby. Bumble, bumble, bumble around. Silly little ball, and I don't mean maybe. Makes you laugh when you pick it up or put it down. Everybody loves trying to get a handle on the bumble ball. Its gentle, wacky, bumbling motion keeps you busy or puts you in a tizzy. Are we having a ball or just losing our grip? Who cares? Bumble around with the bumble ball, baby. It's the wacky.
Oh, yeah. The bouncy ball. I love it. Oh, kids love it. Adults love it. I'm going to be one of those people that play that again because, you know, this is so good. You know when they do a live in-house ad, they over... your kids use them too, right?
Everybody loves trying to get a handle on
the bundle ball. It's so much fun. I mean, it's for every age. You know, you can be 2 and love it. You can be 90 and use it for your arthritis.
Well, that's how I came to know it. My grandmother... had one.
What did she do with it?
She used it for arthritis.
Oh, nice. I didn't know where you were, you know. So we put a little bit into this. Let me see. I don't want to fuck it up. Go ahead, play it.
D-A-N-I-E-L. Keto. D-A-N-I-E-L. Keto. D-A-N-I-E-L. Keto. D-A-N-I-E-L. Keto.
I think... I just realized like how terrible you would be as a cheerleader, being dyslexic and not knowing which letters come when. And you're like, give me an I, give me a C, give me a V,
I start
give me
sweating.
A T, give me a Y. What's that spelled? Victor Rivera.
Hey, you know what though? Some people have a problem. Oh my God! Some people have, you know, they see a word, they can't read it. I mean, Big Bird.
The most remarkable word I've ever seen.
Can you believe I have this ready? That was Big Bird when he saw the alphabet.
I knew exactly what I mean.
Listen.
It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see. But somewhere in the middle, it gets awfully queer to me. Abkadefki, Jekyllmanopquistu.
If this doesn't make you feel good, then
I
nothing
know
will.
Just what this word can mean. A I'll be the smartest bird the world has ever seen.
You didn't grow up with this, right?
Well, maybe
no.
Gordon
no wonder.
Know,
I mean, now I totally understand.
I could ask them.
It's just such a...
Again,
I remember seeing
kind
this.
Of an elephant.
He's a big bird.
I didn't have a big bird. I had physics textbooks to play with in Russia.
Big Bird was so... You know what? Big Bird was great. And you look back on him, he's like so nice and gentle.
We had a Big Bird, but it was from Chernobyl, and it was big for an entirely different reason.
Look at him, Big Bird. Poor Big Bird. He sees the alphabet, and then he thinks, "How do I say that?" And that's me. I'd be like Big Bird. That's why I feel for him.
You are Big Bird. I don't know what that meant.
That doesn't mean anything. But it was good. Like, listen.
Listen. Let's rip through some stuff and then get to the show. Let's just rip through some stuff.
So the odd. What are you talking about? I asked James to do my laugh, and then the minute he did it, I laughed right at. Play that thing, if you don't mind. It's
come
him.
On.
What?
I don't know. It didn't work. All right.
No, he's right there. I like that he shows that he cares. It makes me feel better. It totally. You know what happens?
He yells at himself, so you don't have
that's
to.
That's his new trick. By the way, remember Burden used to have a bit like that,
Jake,
too.
Jake, you're a fucking idiot. And, no. And then you have to go, all right, come on, it's not so bad. It's like your bit.
No,
it's like
my, I suck, goddamn.
No, it's all right. Overdo it. You be the guy.
No, this is the worst thing. It just worked.
Overdo it more.
No,
it's fine. It's not a big deal. Oh, now you're being ridiculous.
No.
Okay, hold on. I want to give you direction. I'm the director. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Do that again, but at one point, it starts out of a little thing, and then you start screaming, just literally screaming in the air. Like, you're obviously overreacting. And that way, because you know, then I'll go, it's all right, it's all right. So anyway, here we go. Let's do it again. So give me that chainsaw. Do you have the chainsaw sound effect?
Right,
you play it.
God damn it!
No, it's okay.
No,
it's not a...
It was right on this board, and then it's not anymore.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
No, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
God damn it. I should be more prepared. This is all I have to do all week. This is all I have to do. I don't even do anything else.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, come on. I think you're...
I think he's...
It's okay. By the way, I wanted you to get to the part where you just screamed because I loved it. That is obviously a manipulative person. Mm-hmm. Because you know what he does? Oh, I can't be calming him down. I have to go, well, you know, he gets – until I go, I'm going to kill myself. Then that's when the other person goes, it's all right. It's all right.
Uh-huh.
Look, that was entertaining to me. And if it's entertaining to me, it's entertaining to somebody else. And that's the name of my show. We'll be right back. All right, listen. Big Bird. You were so for the Daniel Kino bit, what we were doing, you know, that play that again, but not yet. When we were thinking, we have a piece of paper that says Kino, so we said we're just going to act like we're not trying to make any letters. We were like the worst people in the world at doing that.
Let me take a picture of you holding that up
on purpose.
That's funny, and then I'll tweet it when the show comes out.
Yeah, I know it's fun to do, but it's not fun to listen to you do it. I'm sure when the tweet goes out, hilarity will be had by all. But right now, people gotta. Listen to us take a picture. You know, who am I to make fun of you for doing that? People had to listen to me do that last 20 minutes of the show. Anything? Jesus Christ. Okay. So the S.A., that was for you. Let me ask you a question. Can I play a just humor me.
Humor me?
I actually do like this song, but I start liking songs, and then I tell me what – we're gonna let this song breathe. Right, it's
my show. Can I tell people the story of how when we flew to Amsterdam and you, I gave you a Xanax, and you, I don't know if you haven't taken one in a while, or I told
you. Did you do that on purpose?
Or I told you that it was a Vicodin. I don't remember how it went, but you passed out for the entire flight.
I know, I woke up, I wanted to talk so much. I go,
and I knew, Todd and I were like, you know, Todd, you like to talk.
First class. Listen, here's – I thought,
fuck, this is a 12-hour flight.
Well, I don't know, but listen to this.
I got to do something.
I did think I didn't realize this happened until the next week when he mentioned it, but I was very excited. I thought, oh, I'll be sitting next to him for 15 hours. Oh, I'll have to hear every opinion, and I'll ask him, well, you think I should do this or I should do that, and we just get, oh, he has nowhere to go. Oh, you know that thing I did in my bedroom with the doors? Do you like it? I would fucking get every goddamn... So I get on the plane. I'm like, oh, yeah, I should have a little bit of that. Well, that's strong. He goes, you know. I go, oh, I get all my stories. I think I wrote them all out, like, for the podcast, and then I swear.
You had a folder. You actually did have, like, a folder of stuff you wanted to talk
about.
Oh,
we'll go over ideas together, and then we'll take naps, but we'll wake up refreshed and ready to go. And then I remember getting on. Hey, I'm not going to exaggerate. We talked for about maybe 35, 40 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then I woke up, and they said,
ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be going in for that final descent.
Uh-huh. What? What? I was upset. What the fuck? What? Excuse me, man. Did it say we're going in for the descent? Are you kidding me? I wasted 13 hours sleeping.
Not on the way home, fuckface.
Yes, not on the way home.
Because you didn't have anything.
Because I didn't have anything. So I just got drunk.
Hey, Daniel, that
you did.
I did. I got wasted.
Oh, my God, am I that bad?
No, I have a problem. I have a substance abuse problem. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, but it does seem like, because I just watched him, like, how many bottles is he going to get? He kept lining up.
You know, you going too far. If you feel uncomfortable asking again, can I have another white wine?
Yeah.
And it's white wine, which is the worst.
No, you were getting, I thought you were getting, like, Jack and Cokes or something.
I was getting everything.
It's all right. You had fun. It's for 15 hours. You did the right thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen. Okay. Everything's fine, I tell myself. But this song, I think, tell me, look, play that. I think this is a nice message to send to somebody, to George Carlin. But this could be the worst song in the world, I have no idea. He's saying good things, the singer.
Your hand fits in mine like it's made just for me. But bear this in mind, it wasn't meant to be. I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks, and it all makes sense to me. I know you've never loved the crinkles by your eyes when you smile. You've never loved your stomach or your thighs, the dimples on your back at the bottom of your spine. But I'll love them endlessly.
That's a very specific song.
It's true, though. Pause it.
Okay. Who is this?
Here's one I just thought. Can you hold on?
Oh.
By the way, to George Carlin, there's no joke. Like, okay. Well, maybe that I'm playing it, but... I know who it is, but before I knew who it is, sometimes I'll hear a song and then I don't know who it is. So I might just, this is embarrassing. So anyway.
Oh,
so this,
you know. I always say you are embarrassing, but you're not delusional. And I'm glad that you proved me right. You know, because I've been saying that behind your back for years.
Shut up.
He is embarrassing.
Shut up. You know what
but
else?
He's not delusional.
I know, you're joking. Do you know how highly I know you have to think of me to get away with these jokes? Oh, please.
Right. That's true.
But I didn't like what you said. because I was saying about what was I saying that you were saying? Don't do this too. I know. This is a great trick you have that when I forget where I'm at, he doesn't tell me because then it will be a story I can't tell. He goes, oh, I don't remember either. And I go, I believe him at first. Then I go, you motherfucker, you know, don't you? And he starts laughing. So what was I talking about? Spit it out.
About the song.
Oh, yeah. So those were very specific things.
Mm-hmm.
But they're things that bother people. You know, they were real things. So I thought, well, and then, but listen to more.
Out of my mouth, but if I do, it's you, they add up to, I'm in love.
Nah, you know what, I'm not in the mood to listen to this now. Did you like it?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yes.
Seriously, though, do you like that song?
I don't know.
No,
that's
no.
A real answer.
Oh, no,
I don't know.
The song I just played.
Yes, I do like that song.
Honestly?
Honestly, I do, yes.
Why did you like it?
I don't know. It had like a nice rhythm to it, and it was, you know, the voice was pleasant, even though I don't know who that is.
Would you buy it?
Of course, yeah, I would buy that.
Oh, so you definitely... No, I'm just
I would definitely buy it, and whoever it was, I would go see them live, you know, if they're... Why? Oh, no.
Daniel likes One Direction. One of the guys from One Direction, but not the whole band, but one of the guys. That's how little I know for the bit. Daniel likes one of the guys from One Direction. Daniel likes one of the guys from One Direction. Daniel likes one of the guys from One Direction. It's one of the guys from One Direction. Maybe last night I was just in this. I heard it and I thought it sounded good, you know, but listen to the whole song and make your own decisions.
Okay.
I like Big Bird, too. Meryl Schindler. So James does Meryl Schindler so good, and then I was trying to figure out if we could do it. Like,
I don't know who that is.
Okay, play Meryl Schindler. The James doing Meryl Schindler.
The most wonderful, luscious, buttery crab lobster little cutlets that they have right there.
That's how they really talk.
Crab cutlets. The crab cake cutlets. They're wrapped in lobster tails, and they are simply to die for. They are dripping
okay, let me try it. So listen. So what you do is you get as deep as you can, and then you get a little nasally, and then you start putting essence in. Those crab cutlets are wonderful. They're delicious. They're succulent. They're magical. They're very nice. So what I do is I get a cutlet. I split it down the middle, and then I pour a milkshake on it.
Then I don't know. It's hard to do. Can you do it?
No.
You wouldn't even attempt to.
I know. I wouldn't even attempt to. I'm really bad.
Would you attempt to?
I can try.
Turn. Seriously, don't make a joke about this.
No, no.
This is serious. No, seriously, try. Deep.
You got the crab cutlets, and then you get the nasally, and then the Jewish, and then you get the breakfast, and then you go into the supermarket, and then you go.
Right, crab cutlets.
Sounds like somebody.
Crab cutlets.
Let play him doing it again. See if you can tell if it's him or me. I'm going to do I might do
wonderful,
it.
Wonderful, luscious, buttery, that's crab him. Lobster little cutlets. Yeah,
I love that you guessed.
Crab cutlets. The crab.
I only do one impression, right?
Let me hear it. I just turned the music off instantly.
Okay, tell me if you can recognize who this is. Ready?
Okay. I admire you for not doing telling people like John Wayne. Everybody.
Hello, Todd.
Hello, who?
Hello. This is somebody calling you. Hello, Todd. How you doing?
Oh, hi. How are you?
This is my only impression.
Who is that?
Alan Arkin.
I think I have the thing with impressions that you have with songs. I think that sounds fucking dead on.
I love your Alan Arkin.
Hello, Todd.
Oh my God, it's the best.
This is Alan Arkin.
Oh my God, that's Alan Arkin. Of course it is.
No, okay,
you know why I do it now?
Because
I'm trying
doing.
To make it look like, oh, you have the same thing, the ability to do wonderful voices, and I have the same thing to music.
Yeah.
All right, great.
And I do Christopher Walken, too.
Let me hear it.
It's not good, obviously.
I don't care. I'm not going to judge you.
Well,
you know what?
I
stop
do
right there.
Christopher
it's okay.
Walken.
Wow, well, because you can do. No, I can't.
No, I can't do it.
You do it better than me. Like you do a bad good one.
Oh, thank
I'm
you.
I'm being serious. You know, to George Carlin, I'm being serious. Like I don't know if you'd want to do that if you were on SNL, but like here, it's just fucking around. A podcast is a different thing. You know, why would you do it on the podcast and not your act? Because you don't have time in your act to go, hey, I'm going to do a bad Christopher Walken, and then we're all going to – yeah. But for now, it's okay. But don't do it in the act. Can I have it? After all that. How about if I do it? No, Christopher Walken. I can't do it.
No, I can't do
Try
it.
Try it.
I wish I could. I think the fact that I couldn't
do
impressions
did.
Also stems from the fact that I'm not musically talented. I think a lot of people who do impressions are good musicians or at least have the ear for it.
Do
– No, is that not true?
Do –
And you can't do impressions?
No, I think your impersonations are good. Can I tell you the truth? I'm not just saying this to set you up for anything. I'm really not. I wouldn't do that. That's disrespectful. But I think your impersonations are good, and I think they are like you're not going to do them in your act, but you know what? I think it's good, and I admire you. I really do. What do you think of what I do? But no, seriously, good luck with your impersonations.
The ship is rigged already into the harbor. Tomorrow for old England, she sails.
You know what?
Hold on!
Far away from land and endless sunshine.
And they're showing pictures up. Start it over. They're showing pictures as I do this song.
I was wrong. Can I just admit that I was wrong?
No. No, you can't. I want you to...
Stop it, Daniel.
I was wrong, Todd. Pause. It's not the same. My impressions are way better. I was way off on that one, and I was being way too modest.
Okay. I agree, and I'd like to offer you...
I wish...
I want to offer you a peace agreement.
Uh-huh.
I want to do the song for the last time.
Okay. Ever?
Ever.
Okay.
That's a promise.
Okay. Well, let's close. Let's save it for the
no,
end.
No, fuck you, you lying sack of shit.
And then therefore
I
remember. Not,
and I say that affectionately.
Let's rip through some things
be honest,
first.
To George Carlin. To
what?
George, can we rip through some? To George Carlin, when you go, let's end with that, did you think I'd go, oh, like that's closer material? Or do you just think it would shut me up, or did you think
yeah,
I would know you?
I just thought that maybe you'd move on to something else.
No. No. Let's have fun. Everybody's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I want
have
you to.
Fun.
You're going to see this guy.
Mm-hmm.
During it, he shows slides up on the wall, like behind him, you know, 100 feet.
Of him taking singing lessons?
It's so obvious, but I love it. It's brilliant obviousness. It's brilliant obviousness.
Oh, thanks.
You go, oh, he takes singing lessons. You know what it's not? You know what it's like? It reminds me a little of sometimes how Jeff Ross, that dry wit. You know what I mean? I'm just like, it's so just you sit there. You're sitting across from me, deadpan with your hand on your cheek. And you go, was he taking singing lessons? Drinking your drink, swirling it around. Like, listen, just look. This operation,
single malt, double wood scotch. Odd serving up here.
It's good. I might, you know, have
it's
a little
great.
Bit.
It's actually listen. Very delicious.
Great. So there's big pictures behind me. Don't think I'm going to forget. 100, uh-huh. 100 black and white. That's there's just it's just very. You know, this is the opening of the show, and let's say there's a backstory of me mm-hmm. that I don't just show pictures up on the wall like because I'm you know went to overseas once. I do these shows. It doesn't even half make sense. I don't know what the song's totally about. I think it's about a ship going into sea for the last time. I probably do know what it's about. And then, but this guy's singing, and then they show him the picture of him like in different wars and like, you know, out there with the soldiers. And it's like, and then he's singing it, and I'm singing it in a military outfit with a red spotlight on me. And I am a general. I'm a goddamn general.
So you're, so you're not a professional singer. You're
no,
a general.
No, I'm in the army. That's right. I'm
in
the army.
An army band.
Mm, yes. Oh, and we're closing out the function.
So you're used to having audiences forced to come see you.
Shh. Give me a lot of reverb.
God damn. Their ship lies rigged and ready for the harbor.
A little less reverb. Start it over.
Oh my God. When did Todd Glass just say less reverb? I hope you can isolate that soundbite.
Are you pick? Pause it. I have to be professional.
Can you turn up the lights and give me less reverb? Things Todd never says.
The song James and Doomy.
Who the fuck put reverb in this mic?
James Adomian's impression of Todd. He sounds just like him.
Wait a second. I just figured something out. Now play this. Think Todd Jingle Joe's up to something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing.
Wait, he's got a fat...
Hold on. Play.
Jingle Factory
play
over
this.
There.
Play this again. Maybe before we judge.
No, it's a little different. It's way different, actually.
Let it breathe.
He sounds just like him, I swear to.
Let's be the dumbest two in the world. You ready? We're the dumbest two in the world. Okay, shut that off. By the way, we go from being thinking we're smart, a lot of talk, to dumb. Okay, play this one again. Fucking bullshit. Play this. Listen to it.
Okay.
He's doing the same fucking song, and he's just changing the lyrics.
Well, let's hear the other one really quick.
No, that's what he's fucking doing, this pile of shit. Play the other one. Play the other one. Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not.
It's way different.
No, hold on.
I'm sorry. I should call him and apologize.
No, I feel bad. It's a good...
It's way different.
Because it's different words.
We're so stupid.
To George Carlin, I asked him if he could take that exact song and do the same thing and go, we big or like... And I thought... And then I... Like, I just want to make it clear. You don't want to give him a
Where is Joe McKenzie? In Portland?
We're not allowed to tell you. He's like, you know... Joe McKenzie.
He's
lives.
Like J.D. Salinger. You don't get to find out where he's hiding out.
Wait, who's J.D.? Why do I know that name, but I don't know the backstory? J.D. Salinger. Who is that?
J.D. Salinger. He wrote a book called Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, I know that book. I never read it.
It became, you know, very it kind of became, you know, became very influential in its time.
It's, yeah, I knew that name. I just didn't know what he or she did.
But a lot of people,
J.D. Salinger, is it a guy or girl?
A guy misinterpreted, and a lot of people used that book as, you know, the guy who shot John Lennon used that book as sort of the motivation. The guy who shot Reagan, I think, also.
And
then he went you know, into hiding and sort of, you know.
Why do you hear that used as like a J.D. Salinger? Isn't that a shirt? J.D. Salinger. I guess, is there something else that sounds like it?
Come on down to J.D. Salinger's this weekend.
That's what it sounds like.
We're having a huge sale on mattresses.
You're going to love J.D. Salinger's.
J.D. Salinger's. Do you spend a lot of time alone in seclusion, laying around, struggling with depression? Come on down to J.D. Salinger's. We have some of the most comfortable mattresses you can spend eternity on. They're waterproof. You can shit yourself
in case
you choose to shoot your brains out. J.D. Salinger's has a mattress you can use. I think he actually passed recently, so I feel bad.
Oh, you know, we shouldn't.
I mean.
No, but I think they're J.D. Salinger. I've heard that. There's probably something that sounds like it, because I don't know if. I don't. J.P. Morgan. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. J.D. Salinger, J.P. Morgan. I see where you would get it.
It was J.D. To George Carlin, I think I might be being honest. Well, no, I'm definitely thinking.
But J.P. Morgan's a banking institution.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, it still doesn't make me any smarter.
J.D. Salinger is a writer.
When you said it, I thought it sounded like what I just said. And I was like, oh, it does sound like that, because you were just repeating what I said.
Right.
I thought you repeated the first one. Do you follow me?
Yes.
I thought you were saying
J.D. Salinger.
But you go.
I said J.P. Morgan.
That sounds like what I said. Yeah. And then I go, no, that is what I said. No,
John fuck. Daniel,
the brothers in there. Daniel, okay, so there's the big 20-foot...
Do you know that founding fathers used to drink beer for breakfast in colonial times? It was actually a widespread custom to have a beer at breakfast.
Is that true?
Yeah. It was thought to be good for you, and it was thought to be healthy. They were drunk all day.
Yeah, probably back when it was fun.
I tried to do it. I have a problem.
Yeah, right. But they were forward thinkers.
Yeah, but well, they were so fucking great.
They didn't have fresh water, so they just drank beer.
That's probably a lot of truth to that, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, where do they – don't? Isn't there water in beer?
Well, they use water, but at that point it becomes not water, it becomes beer.
And the liquor cleans it a little.
I don't know about that.
You know what I thought about the other day?
I think water is part of making beer, but I don't know.
Thank you.
It's like saying, isn't there water in Kool-Aid? Well, initially there was water, but now it's just Kool-Aid.
Well, I think you're saying it wrong, and I'm very serious.
No.
Okay, hold on.
That's a perfect analogy, if I may say so. And I think I may, because I just did.
Can I think it through? To George Carlin, I'm being serious.
Is there water in beer? It's just like saying, is there water in Kool-Aid?
It is, but the answer is there something there's not water in? Or does every liquid beverage have some water in it? Milk has no water in it. So you might not know. So I go, I don't know if there's water in beer. You might go, there actually isn't any water in beer. So I don't think it's that stupid of a question. Now, water and Kool-Aid, of course there's water and Kool-Aid. Unless you just drink the powder.
No, I mean, they still use water as a base to make.
It's like saying,
it's like saying, is there water in soup? Well, not at the end of the
process. There's a lot of water in Kool-Aid.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's less water in beer than there is in Kool-Aid.
That
this
doesn't make any sense.
This is a conversation for morons. I feel like this seriously is a conversation. Are we morons? No, the thing is, if I was being serious, to George Carlin, I hate to overuse that, but I don't overuse it. I think there's a little truth to what I'm saying. Maybe it's not worth saying, but there's truth to it. That's a good setup. There's more water in Kool-Aid.
That's ridiculous. They use water to make beer just the same way they use water to make Kool-Aid.
Okay, you're saying there's as much water in a beer than there is in a glass of the same size of Kool-Aid.
What do you mean by water? Like,
there's no water
left in there. Once you mix Kool-Aid in it, there's no water. It's just
no matter,
Kool-Aid.
If it takes a new form, it's still in there. So in a beer, I know what I'm saying. Were you scared?
I don't know if you want to have a chemistry discussion.
Okay. There's a certain amount of water in beer. They know exactly the amount, 2 point whatever. So if you took a Kool-Aid.
No, there isn't. I feel like what they do is
it's not what you feel. There is, there isn't. I'm winning now. I'm coming in. I'm coming in close.
Let me see if I can explain where you're wrong.
Stop. Right now, there are people taking bets, and there are some people that are going, Todd, I think might be coming back with a little bit of truth. Can I finish what I'm saying before you negate it? What I'm saying, and then we will move on. You have a beer, whatever the size of a beer is. If there's a beer in there, there's a certain amount of water in there. It doesn't even matter what it is. Whatever it is, they know exactly how much water. Yes, I think the answer to that is, if that's where you're negating it, we can get the answer to that. I know I'm right.
What do you think the recipe for beer is? It's like, okay, it's 90% beer, 10% water?
Yes, yes. They know how much water is in every beer. No. How much – the amount of water that's in every beer.
No.
Okay, well, I think they do, so I'm going to finish my thought.
Are you out of your fucking mind? You think if you look on the back of a beer label, it'll go, oh, it's 4% alcohol, 10% water.
I think
the 90%, you know, beer.
Can I tell you the truth?
What?
If I'm right. Okay. I look a lot better than if you're wrong, because you're wrong. You'd be wrong and cocky. I'd be right and think I might be lost. You follow? I think I might be right on this.
You'd be right and confident.
If I'm wrong, I'm not a dick. So it's not like I'm going, fuck you, you idiot. I'm not sure. So
I am sure, though.
I know you are sure. You sure? What if you're wrong?
Well, how am I wrong? There's no water in beer. Once it's all done.
Hold on.
It's beer.
Let's. But there is an amount – it still has water in it. Once it's Kool-Aid, there we still know how much water. If someone goes, how much water is in that iced tea?
Okay, do you know, you want to know how much water is in a glass of Kool-Aid? A glass of water. But then it's Kool-Aid.
Right. So that's what I mean. I think if you took – listen to what I'm saying. First of all, I'm surprised you don't think – by the way, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. That's why I'm trying not to have a cocky tone in my voice. But I think you're positive you're right.
Like, if you know, the cow needs to consume a certain amount of water. Please, I don't want to be like milk.
I feel like we're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, which I like them. So listen.
You know what I mean? Like a cow, if you just, you know, leave a cow in the field, you don't give it any water, it's probably not going to produce milk. It needs to.
All right, but can we keep this clean? Because now I know what it's like to listen to a show. What's going on? Can you look this up? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. What are you?
Yeah. Well, why did it take four people huddling around?
What are you going to look up? You're going to look up how much water is in beer?
Daniel.
You know what? Ridiculous. You know who could settle this for us? I forget his name. We met a guy who works in food processing in Portland, Oregon. Please, remember him?
Please. Can I please? Are you getting your phone out? Okay. Can I please back up a little?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's going on?
You want to back off a little?
No. I want to bring... Wait, hold on. Tell me what are you fucking with me?
No.
Say what you want to say. It's okay.
I'm trying to get Jake's attention to see if he would do the maybe we should.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. So listen, here's what I'm maybe that would No, cuz I don't
want
to.
Okay, stop. Let me ask you a question. How much water is in coffee?
Stop.
How much water is in coffee?
Stop. Please stop.
Okay.
Coffee, you make your own coffee, so I want to keep it clean. No, I'm saying you know how much is in there. But listen.
How much water is in a cup of coffee?
A cup of water. Okay, listen.
Yeah. I like my coffee with a little bit of...
Okay, here's what I'm saying.
Cream and a little bit of water.
Okay, guys, everybody stop.
Some people do like their coffee with water.
Don't look anything up. We'll do it when we take a break, and I'll talk about it in the opening. So everyone come back to the table. Come back to the table, everybody. We're losing everybody. It's okay. It's all good. Come back to the table. We'll look it up during a break, and then we'll talk about it. Because when you're online looking it up, I could be – look, no matter what, I'm getting nervous, but I'm not giving up completely.
Do you know that a human body is 98% water? Well, not water, fluid. Not water. That would be a weird person.
Listen.
Just filled with water. Fluid. It's 98% fluid.
I have to be able to make my point.
What is it?
I don't want you to start laughing halfway through. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I want to let you know what's in my head.
What is it?
Get the smile off your face.
Come on, I want
seriously, to get the smile off your face. I'm not, and I'm to George Carlin, everybody. I know I'm using that term a lot. I won't just lie if he doesn't have that smile. It's still a little bit of a snicker. You look like you're enjoying yourself a little. I want you to look like you're. All you want to know is
you want me to look like I'm not enjoying myself at all.
Look like you're.
Start singing.
You want to fucking? You really? Oh yeah. Okay. I'm gonna really try. The video's behind me.
The ship lies rigged and ready for the harbor tomorrow. For old England, she sails.
Everyone applaud. You see a picture that you recognize?
to my land full of rainy skies and gales, and I shall be aboard.
These are all pictures of like people they've lost over the years, so that's why people are applauding.
My heart is full of tears, this is farewell.
We are beautiful,
and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing.
South Tom Jones would do it.
And the taste of war you know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell.
Y'all sing.
Okay, so the smile's off my face now.
Leave it off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You can't be funny.
You think I'm fucking around? You think I'm fucking around? You don't bring a fucking pepper spray to a fight where the guy's got pepper spray and mace.
There's a ship lies rigged, ready for harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails.
Is this a cheap way to get a laugh?
A little.
Okay, then let's not do it.
Okay. What else you got on that sheet of yours? No, that sounded dismissive.
It did.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
I knew.
But what do you have on that piece of paper?
The word sheet was the problem I had. The word sheet I didn't like. Hey, what do you got on your sheet? It's like your way, it's the, you know. So anyway, listen, back to the beer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, listen, everyone. Okay. When there's a bottle... Okay, I'm not going to sing again.
Something could be part...
No, Daniel, you have to let me finish.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know you don't know, but I don't know either. If there's a... I'm probably wrong. I'm pretty sure I am now.
Oh, it's great. This is a great way to argue.
If there's a bottle of beer,
uh-huh.
Here's my one problem, and there's a cap on it.
Uh-huh.
I think they do know how much water is in there. Now, I know what you're thinking. Here's where I have full closure now. You're thinking, yeah, it's all beer. It's all water, just like the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought there was like so much other stuff in beer. And what else would there be? Like, what is that called? Barley?
Barley, sure.
Well, that takes up a lot of room.
Hops. Yeah.
I don't know, but you're probably right. Each beer is all water.
Right.
And then they add, but maybe. Right. But you
could have like a hard thing, like you could have a pastry, and then you can go. How much water is in that?
Right.
How much moisture? But really, water is in. You know.
By the way, can I tell you? I bet, and I'm going out on a limb here.
Uh-huh.
I bet you're 95% right, but 5% someone could say, "Well, here's the only little," and somebody will. There's people. A lot of scientists listen to this show.
That's true. It's true. Rocket scientists.
Sure.
Getting ready to go on the moon.
I don't want to end up talking about something serious. No, not don't.
Oh,
drop.
Yeah. Feels like we're headed in that direction. It feels like we're in real danger.
No.
I'm hitting some.
I'm talking about what I had written down here. Oh, yeah, it did sound like that. No, we'll talk about that another show.
I don't want to talk about people going to the moon and how much water is in hops. It's hot territory.
Oh, I didn't mean that. You're still going in that direction.
I'm sorry.
You know that I didn't mean that, but you're still trying to do the joke. For who? Buffoons? He points at Aristotle and everybody in the room.
They're laughing.
They are laughing. Well, because it's just laughing because you want to make fun of me. I already say, it's like, oh, I'm wrong. And then you go, hey, what did you? Then I was very clear to go, no, not about the hops conversation. I was pointing to something I had written down on the paper. But even though I made everybody in the room privy to that, you still made the joke and they all loved it. You're right. So you know what? You play to the crowd. And that's hurt both of us. Okay. You see what I do with a bit?
Daniel Keno.
But only if you love Daniel Keno.
You know what? You took that whole thing, we were getting upset, And we just take, it's like I take a rainbow and I put it all over your blues.
I'll paint rainbows all over your blues.
Close your eyes, everybody. Let's have one of those moments. Come on.
You've been spending Daniel. A lot of your time up in your room. And at night you've been watching the dark side of the moon. You don't talk to nobody if they don't come to you. So, babies, I came up here to sing you a tune. I give up is all you've really got.
All right, shut up already.
Is that Sugar Man? Or what's his name?
I'm not sure who that is, but I like it. I put rainbows on your blues. You got blues? Do you have blues? Put some rainbows on them.
Hey, who's that documentary about? What was his name? Searching for Sugar Man?
To be honest, I don't
what
know.
What was his name, the artist?
No,
it's... Oh, shit.
But that's a documentary, Searching for Sugar Man.
His songs are so depressing.
You gotta take a break. We'll be right back with the Todd Glass Show.
Great. Todd.
All righty. What's
Todd,
what happened?
Do you
everybody,
know how much...
Wait, what just happened?
Do you know how much water is in Coca-Cola?
A can of it. There, I learned.
Do you know that the guy who came up with the original Coca-Cola...
Hey, how
Coca-Cola,
much water is in a milkshake, asshole?
Hey, you know the guy that came up with the original Coca-Cola...
Am I right about that?
Sold the patent for $2,500.
Hold on. What are we? Let's put our phones away. Let's all get comfortable. That's how I try to sell to put your phone away. It's like I'm being nice. Put your phone away. Get comfortable. Push your seat in. Sit straight. Make yourself at home. The guy who sold the patent for what?
Coca-Cola did it for $2,500.
Nah, he could have gotten him $5,000. By the way,
this is the guy who like he thinks he like no, gets the point, yeah. But he's still too small minded. Fucking idiot! Could have gotten $5,000 easy.
Well, he has
a higher multi-billion-dollar corporation.
He has higher worth, but still not as high as it should.
Right,
be.
Right,
he
right.
He still doesn't like. He's got $2,500 more.
Sold out too early. Could have held out. Gotten $5,000.
Fucking idiot! Could have gotten $5,000. People are stupid. They don't think. They don't believe in themselves. Stupid. $2,500. What about, is there any truth to what I just said? Remember when I said you're 95% right?
About what?
About the how much water is in beer.
Oh, Jesus. No, Todd, you're 100% wrong.
Okay.
That's how confident I am.
I think I'm 5% not
see,
right.
See, what you do is you do this thing where you leave yourself 5%.
No.
Just in case I'm okay.
Listen.
I covered myself.
Let's put
I
this
go
way.
Out on the line with my bullshit opinions.
Oh, my God. Rob, with those headphones, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. I almost want to take a break to put those on. It's not you. Everyone does it. The foam falls off.
Just put them on your head.
You good? It's not you. Trust me. It's just the putting the foam on. You know what it is? I know that somebody's giving 100% to a piece of object when we need the energy here. But don't get – when I say that, you know, afterwards when we go off the air and I go, oh, by the way, you know that I'm just – like it's nothing to do with you and it's all to do with me. You get that, right? Yeah, you lived at my – you live with me, so you get it.
You get it.
Rob's like, Todd, fucking, you know, come on. You came in. You can't feed Ursula out of that bowl.
You know
Rob Federad. Rob Federad. By the way,
the story when all of you were not feeding Ursula.
Oh, when we all. Oh, there's a story where we decided not to feed Ursula because we thought she was getting too fat.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, you can't give her. You know.
So all of you guys agreed.
We all agreed
no
that
more.
we're not going to give her table food anymore. We had to stop. Yeah, not feed her food, dog food. But we have to stop giving her table food.
Uh-huh.
But I still gave it to her because
I thought
Rob's. But Rob's thought he was still giving it to her. Lane was giving it to her. Everyone's giving her. She's playing everybody. She's like,
oh, thank you, because, you know, I'm not getting it from anybody else.
We're like, okay, it's just, we can't all
She's
be giving.
She's preying on your weakness.
She was getting fatter. I'm like, how's she getting fatter? I go, Rob, honest, are you feeding her table food? He goes, yeah. I go, so am I.
Same thing happened with my mom. We agreed not to feed our table scraps, but
okay. Listen, I'm going to end this conversation, but I'm not done. Genuinely, I think I'm 100%. I get it. Please, I shouldn't be judged by the misinformation that I just spewed out about the water and the Coca-Cola. I get it. There's somebody going, no, Todd, maybe, yeah, no, definitely. Okay, so I get it. I have the clarity now to understand what I was saying. You know, I'm not a moron. I just don't know some things. But I think I'm 100% wrong, let's say. Let's put it that way. But I think you are 95% right, basically, but there's going to be a 5% margin where someone explains to you. I'm not saying I'm right. I didn't offer up any rightness. It's not like I can't explain it. But I think someone who knows – and by the way, I could be wrong on this too. And you think I am. I get it. But I think you're 5% off on – There's more water in certain dense things than others. Obviously, a milkshake would be an exaggeration how much water is in a milkshake. And then there's Kool-Aid. But milkshake is obvious. But I bet there's some things in between where they go, well, actually, there is less water in this beverage than this beverage.
Sure.
So fuck you for sure. Don't you fucking make – I mean, you know what I mean? Like I just sold it,
look,
sort of – here's what happened.
No,
hold on.
I'm sure somebody's going to go, yeah, there is a little bit more water in the smoothie for which I used ice cubes to make than there is in beer. That makes
sense. Well, that's all
sense.
I'm saying, sort of.
Sort of.
No, I'm saying that exactly. Oh, I can't – I don't use the listeners that often, but I think – yes, I get – that there's more water in a beer than a milkshake. That's obvious. But I bet, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, there's more water in a beer than a milkshake. But I think that there's more water. Here's my point, and this I'll give an example. I think there's more water in the same ounces of Kool-Aid than there is beer. I think there's more water in the Kool-Aid than there is the beer. Same exact sizes. And maybe I'm wrong. Does that clear it up a little bit?
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a glass, there's 8 ounces of Kool-Aid, there's 8 ounces of beer. Which has more water?
I don't know.
Oh. So really, you're not that smart. Really.
Maybe we should stop.
I'll talk about hell blankets.
Maybe we should stop.
Do it again and join in. It's fun. Watch how much he loves it. Play it again. It gives it a little bit of a kick. He's so
maybe
good. By the way,
you know what? I love Aristotle. Like, he sits here, he's on top of the board, he plays the fucking drum, he laughs, as opposed to Katie, who just sat there and pictured out of her pussy for 2 hours. Oh.
You can't shut the fuck out! You goddamn it! I'm not editing that out because I know you adore Katie and I adore Katie.
Of course.
Oh my God! Jesus! I mean, it does. Why does it shock me so much that you would say that? She would pick shit out of her pussy. She never picked anything out of her pussy.
She never picked anything out of her pussy. It was immaculate.
Let me tell you something. let me tell you something about Katie. When you sit over there and you make your jokes. We had some of the best times.
I would do that joke if Katie was here.
When she was picking that stuff out of her pussy, it was the times of our life.
You know, her pussy's full of water.
How much water is in her pussy, seriously? No, seriously. How much water? If you filled water up in a pussy.
You know, that's how they used to measure how big women's vaginas were. They would, like, see how much water would fit in there, and then you would squat over a cup and see how much pours out, and they would measure it out.
All right. No, they didn't.
You know, that's how, like, we were going to go, Doc, I have a 2-liter here. I needed to be 1.5, maybe a liter tops. My husband's complaining.
She sat there and picked the You know why it made me laugh so hard? I'll tell you the truth. Because I don't like I'm to George Carlin. I mean this. We've switched a lot of people. Everybody brings a different energy to the show. Like Chris Burden was fucking hilarious and did things that made me laugh. So, but so it just takes new. You know, it takes new. So when you're complimenting Aristotle, I'm like, when you're done, I'm gonna go. Isn't that the truth? I was gonna tag it, and then you fucking. Oh, she used to sit there and pick things out of her pussy. I don't need to keep saying it because if I keep saying it, then it's just you know. All right, listen. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I am still on Twitter, everybody. By the way. No, I'm okay. I'm content with my followers.
And Eminem. Mm-mm. Not yet. You're good with... You're good?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the truth. I feel like... Let's take a break. Is that cool?
Yeah.
We'll come back and we'll just... You know, we'll just... We'll come back. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's come back.
Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
No, seriously. Are you in a good mood?
Yeah.
Are you in a good mood? Rob? Come to the mic, Rob. I know he hates it. I know he hates it. Come on. Turn his mic on. Make a lot of noise with it. Lane, are you good? Rob, what? How you doing?
I'm great.
Do you want to give your resume out over the air?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
Does Ursula ask about me?
Every day. Every day.
When Rob was living at the house for a while and then Ursula was there, he was feeding her out of a hamster bowl. She would, like, big, fat, loving, mushing face. She would do one scoop into the bowl and then the food would be everywhere. She would just mush her big face. She'd go one scoop in, like, and then I'd be big fucking buckets.
And now I'm out of the house and she's back to the mini bowl.
She's back to the mini bowl. And then what happened was she decided to do this thing. Yeah, there you go. That's okay. She would dogs do this. She would take a big mouthful of food and then go dump it into the middle of the living room and eat it off the floor in there. Somehow she felt more comfortable. All right, listen. Let's straighten that mic
again.
A little.
Same thing happened with my mom. Hey, why don't you get a Ursula's out? You love dogs. Why don't you get one?
You know why? Because I can't.
Why not?
I'm sterile.
You'd have Andrea look after it if you're gone.
No, I'm going to go look at a dog. I'm going to bring Andrea just so people think we're a couple because I don't want, you know.
No, it's okay. Everyone's, it's all.
Oh, you know, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter anymore.
I'll bring Andrea anyway. That way they think it's a regular couple.
Wouldn't that be funny if, like, this could be in your show where Andrea, once you came out, you really didn't need her as much. You didn't need her to go to parties. Like she'd be like, oh, I can go. I'm available for that. No, oh, Andrea, it's Chris is coming. We don't really need you. Aw.
That sounds horrible.
I'm not doing anything Tuesday night.
And believe me, you know I have a twisted sense of humor. I just laughed at picking shit out of Katie's pussy.
Uh-huh.
But the reason with this one, I'm not laughing. And it's okay. It's like it doesn't matter. Because I think like we still are as close. You know.
I know.
Though, but maybe I don't bring her to some of the... Just take a break. It's so sad. A lot of the other podcasts, and I feel bad, I really do, they're afraid to just do what we're doing with the listener.
They're afraid to spend half an hour talking about how much water is in beer.
Hey, by the way.
You know what? The
Todd Glass Show, voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
2 years in a row.
Thank you. Listen, I have a feeling at the end I brought some truth. By the way, I want to figure out a way to ask the listening audience so they don't – like we don't need to get an email. We just like a A or B, and I'm going to give two opinions, and I'm going to do it in the opening of the show. But I think towards the end I did bring some clarity that – because when I finally asked it to you, because in the beginning – oh, here we go. You want to fucking go again? In the beginning, you were like, it's the same. Whatever it is, it's the amount of water in it. So that was the joke that I was so stupid that, not stupid meanly, I know you think I'm small, you know what I mean. But I was like, not thinking, if it was this amount of beer, whatever it is, that's how much water's in it. That's how you figure it out. If it's an 8 ounce beer, 8 ounces of water. If it's an 8 ounce of Kool-Aid, it's 8 ounce of water. And that was so funny. Like,
There's zero water.
Well, then you're completely wrong. We're going big time full circle, and I'm going to have a little bit of guts to. You're wrong. There's always water in it. Just because you add elements to it, the water doesn't disappear. Matter of fact,
the water takes different shape, and it becomes not water by name anymore.
Daniel, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Really?
Yes. Because
where the fuck are you coming from?
Because you know why? I'll tell you why.
All of a sudden, Rob's like, nah, okay, buddy. Okay. I'm going to say something now.
I'll tell you why. Because he's probably going, I'm not an expert in this area, but once there was something that was so hard,
okay,
vaccine.
Let me see. Let me say something and see if I can convey my thought process.
By the way, there's also, hold on. There's also nothing wrong, because I'm still not 100% sure I'm right, although I'm getting closer. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you were wrong.
Yeah, I know. You take a glass of water, right, and you put hops and you put barley in it, and then you ferment it and whatever the process is.
Yeah, we know where you're going.
Throughout the chemical process, the liquid becomes beer. It ceases to become H2O water.
You agree with him.
It ceases to become H2O water by name. It becomes beer.
Okay. That becomes what we can find out. Well, let's take a break and find that out if we can. At least we'll do it on the opening of the show. If we don't come back with that information, they've already heard it on the opening, so that'll explain itself. So let's get this clear.
Yeah.
Right? When you not only do you think there, it's not water at all, so the first part of the question doesn't even exist. You think there's no water at all eventually.
Right. I think in a bottle of beer, there's zero water. I'm wrong, right?
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Okay.
And by the way, well,
I think that it changes.
Yeah. And in science, where they can break it apart, you don't think they know how much water is in that beer. Well, we all know. We all know what. Hold on. We know what we think. We don't have to explain that anymore, because I get what Daniel thinks. I also get what you think. That it transforms, that there is no longer an element of water that, not a scientist, but, you know, someone that can break down foods and understand what element. It's not all gone. I don't think any of it's gone. I think, but I'm not positive.
Uh-huh.
But I get where you're coming from. I get where Lane's coming from. You get it. It transforms. But now I might be making this more complicated. Let's say there is still water in there.
Yeah, let's.
We convince that we find out that there is an element of water, and they always know what it is. And in a bottle of beer, they know how much water. Even though it doesn't taste like water, it's now beer, called beer to the consumer. Beer on the label.
To the layman, but not to you.
Soda.
You know better. You tricky motherfuckers. You can call this beer or Kool-Aid, but I know it's goddamn water. You don't trick Todd Glass with your fancy footwork. It's fucking water.
Maybe we should stop. Maybe we should stop.
Hold on. So, hold on. Now, so, my jingles will eventually haunt myself when the ship lies into the harbor. You're lucky I can't remember it. I just break out into it and do it without it. I got Aristotle on the drums. I could sing that song. Okay, listen.
Yeah.
So, in a beer. I'm serious. Hey, look, I'm sorry if I'm killing our listening audience. I really am. I don't. No, you know what? I said what I needed to say. I just am trying to clean it up. So can I just do it one more time? So now we're going to find out two things. One, is there any water still that we get in the beer? Is there still an element of water? Okay?
Yeah.
And by the way, why go cocky? Because you know what it is? When you think you're right, you start adding cocky. I'll leave the cockiness out of it. If I'm wrong, because you know what happens when you leave the cockiness out of it? If you're right, you look okay. If you're wrong, you look okay. When you're cocky and wrong, you look worse. So I'm not going to be like, oh my God, go the other direction, because that's what you're doing. I don't want to mirror that type of behavior. So I really think I'm right, but I'm not positive. So what you do is you gamble. Here's what you do when you have tone. You gamble. You go out on a limb and you go, if I'm right, then I'll really look right. It's some people. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm half kidding, half serious. So imagine it's like at this point now, yeah, I'm starting to smell, be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. I think I might have a point here. But why then go, Daniel, are you a fucking idiot? There's fucking water and beer. You're going to be fucking wrong. Because you take that gamble. Then I'll be really – no, why? So let's just leave it as we'll take a break.
Hopefully we'll hear from somebody knowledgeable on the subject.
Well, we're going to Google.
What are you going to Google?
We're going to Google how much water is in a beer. And if it goes, there is no water in beer. It's all beer. Then we'll know.
That's such a – the question in itself is a fallacy. Right,
listen,
so I think
I'm making myself
find an answer.
I'm making myself nauseous.
Okay.
Oh, God. I've never been to George Carlin. I'm exhausted.
Need some water? Someone hand him a beer.
then you go, it's all water. Everyone knew
it's
that.
All water. Have some beer.
I Norm McDonald'd you. You know how Norm would do that all night long and then at the end go, no, I know it's beer. Yeah, there's water in there. Sure. And then he'd tell you brilliantly how there is water in there and break it down brilliantly. I was just saying that. Yeah. All right, listen.
You know, water?
I'm exhausted.
You know, water?
You know what? I can play anything I want. Oh, I guess I could. But you know what? I like this song. I can play it. We'll be back. The Todd Glass Show.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it?
It's time to wake up, people. This one goes out to teachers.
Listen to what this kid says.
And we got a lot to learn, too. I don't know it all, but I know a few things. Science. You hear? You check up space, you matter. It's just science, man. Don't be a bully. Don't even be a bully to the bullies. It just makes more bullies. We can all be awful sometimes. We can all also be awesome. It's time to be more awesome. And that's what it's time for. History. We got to study it so we don't repeat it. But if history does repeat itself, then I'm going to name my pet dinosaur Reginald. I just hope he doesn't eat me. We can't just study history. We got to make history. And history is made by ordinary people. Ordinary people like you and me. And that guy. The world's greatest thinkers. Confucius, Albert Einstein, Justin Timberlake.
You're listening to The Todd Glass Show. All right.
All right. Smart little kid. Try to spread some love around the world. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, you got to hear this. How are you, Daniel?
I'm great.
Hold on. We're supposed to do a Halloween. I wanted to tell a Halloween story because they need it. Well, I'll tell you why later. Maybe not.
A little early for Halloween, isn't it?
No. Well, it's for the cartoon. And I have a funny Halloween story, so remind me to tell it. You won't remind me. Listen to this. I mean, this is a guy doing a Winnebago commercial. It's like an old one from the 70s. To George Carlin, it's real.
I've heard your Halloween story, by the way. It doesn't hold water.
And I have. Thank you. Daniel started picking wax off the table and throwing it places because he knows what'll calm me.
Sorry.
Oh, what could I do that Todd would?
Well,
absolutely...
it was a piece of wax, you know, just laying around.
Just it was dripped perfectly off the thing. So this guy's doing a Winnebago ad now.
This is great.
You've heard this guy?
Has everyone? They made a movie about him.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so should we not play it?
No, we should play it.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments. They developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading. I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is. What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck. What the fuck did I say? That didn't sound for shit, did it? Trying to give these guys everything they can get to me. That's it. Fuck it. You know what the fuck I'm saying? We suppose we open...
James sent this in.
Got to do it again, right now.
You know what? I know what he's going through. I don't think he's crazy.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I've done that.
That wasn't even a
fuck.
Take.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Shit.
Fuck.
Tony, do me a favor. Will you please? Will you do me a kindness?
Leave.
Yeah.
No, don't play that. Don't play that. Don't play that. Don't play that. Fucking you guys. Fuck.
What the fuck?
Fucking play the fucking music.
Fucking assholes, every fucking one of you.
I'm going to play the music. Play the music. If I'm fucking asking for the music, Chris, then when fucking hit the goddamn button
on the music. The fuck? Son of a fuck.
If you're going to fucking do it, get some more karaoke. I ask you every week to get more karaoke songs, you fuck. Every fucking week.
What the fuck is wrong with the voice machine?
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments. Right.
Enough of that. I was trying to imitate it like we had. They were all montage made from the show. Like that's what was in my mind. Could you tell?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Daniel, it's funny and then it could get mean.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Uh-huh, I got you, you motherfucker. I knew you had some feeling in there. So you're just a joke machine sitting across from me. Wait until I mess up so you can lob one of your little fucking gems at me. Isn't that what it's all about?
I like, that you call them gems, but then little. Well, they're gems, but
you
they're
know
tiny.
What? You're lucky.
Little gems.
You know if you just take a second to think, you're lucky I'm calling them gems. Don't get fucking pushy. I called them gems. Little. The fact that I think you're throwing gems at me, here's you. But I want them to be big gems. Well, they're not. That's called, you know, Richard Pryor.
Yeah, I get it.
Gems. But I still think they're gems. I mean, your timing's good. Why do I keep asking if you're all right?
I don't know.
Maybe it wouldn't hurt if once you asked how I was.
Oh, maybe that's why.
No, I think about it now. Maybe that's why. You don't ever go, why? Are you okay? No. Anyway, it's okay. I know you know I'm okay. I'm an M&M. We should all enjoy each other. An M&M.
I know you're okay. I've seen your house.
An M&M. Can you turn Jake's mic on so he can sing along with us and give everybody reverb? And then Daniel, do you want to look like you're smoking pot or try to act like it? Instead, you're sitting over there like a drunk staring at us having fun. I used to do that too. You have to be in the mindset to do it. All I ask, if you're not in the mindset, hold on, stop the music. I mean, if you're,
you mean stop making noises with your mouth for a second. That's what he meant by music.
Because I don't want to explain to the listening people, but I shut the music off, and then he continued to sing. Well, that's not music.
I shut the music off.
And the noisemakers out of the mouth. But I liked it. If you're not in the mood to do it, you have to be in the mental space to do this song right now. I know where I'm at. If you're not, at least soak it in.
I'm soaking it in.
All right, start it over. Come on, Jake. Can we get some drums?
You know what I can I pay you a compliment? I have a compliment. Don't you want to hear my compliment? I just had an epiphany by you.
Really, shh. Everybody stop. Stop the music and sounds from your mouth.
I just had
turn the reverb off. I think there's something genuine coming out of your mouth.
I had an epiphany by you, okay?
Yes. Take the stage. You may come to
the podium. Brilliant.
No, ho. Can they have reverb? And you're at
the
podium.
No reverb. No reverb. No. I want it to be genuine.
Okay.
What I love about you in this show, okay, is that you have these funny people on every week, and you guys do great bits, and it's very entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't think the guests that do the show know is that it would be the same show whether or not they were here. Having people sitting across from you playing along is really a formality that you engage in. If I wasn't here, you guys would be doing the same fucking bits.
Is that a compliment?
I think it's a compliment.
Well,
I think it's the Todd Glass show, and it doesn't matter who's on.
I'll tell you why.
Todd Glass is on.
I'll tell you why it does. Is it wrong I'm answering this really?
Yeah.
Because everybody has a different silliness they'll go to. And then like with Paul F. Tompkins and guys like that and Jen Kirkman, I know I can lob these things at them and other people. I know I can get to be silly. You, I probably go song crazy because who else am I going to sit here and make listen to them? So when you're here, but here's the difference. So I do intend to play a lot more because they're just silly songs. I fucking hear them and I want to play them on the show. But how many things were about just between us and the dynamic between you and me? A shit ton.
No, I know. I know,
I know, but you make it look like, you go do the I know. I don't even want to do it in a joke. You're fine. It was a con. The thing is, I mean, I did shut down a lot of music and stuff. I thought it was going to be real at the end. It took a little turn. I swear to God, I thought it was going to be like, you know what you do? And then at the end, you manage. You really, between me and you, you try to throw it out as a compliment. And it's a compliment. You know that. Hold on. The guests are just, you know, they're there. Just, like, yeah. If someone told me privately, I go, yeah. It's like, I have them because.
Who told you? That's what I do.
Chris Burden tells everybody. He goes, you know, Todd doesn't need the.
He hates the fucking guests.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he despises them.
Yeah.
They sit across from him. You know, they won't let him play. You know, Daniel used to let him do it, but even though it's Daniel, he's like, stop that. We don't want to hear you sing. He can't, you know, here's Chris Burden at a bar getting having a drink and a cocktail. On the cigarette. Oh yeah, Todd used to yell at all of us. He hit me. No, he definitely hit me. You know Daniel Kino. You don't want to get in his way. This is if the show became a hit, and it's not now, but it's doing fine. I'm fucking out of my mind. It's really
the Todd Glass Show, voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
But I want to do something different. Seriously, let's take it a different direction. You think I could do this with anybody across from me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I couldn't.
I'm not participating.
I know, that's the joke, idiot. I'm sorry, Daniel. I really didn't think. Turn the reverb off. When I made that thing, I thought, oh, I don't want to just play it to play it, but I thought that was a dynamic.
Todd and Daniel, bicker like brothers. Todd and Daniel, bicker like
Jake, I told you not to play it.
Todd and Daniel, bicker like brothers. Todd and Daniel, bicker like brothers.
Todd, what's going on in your life that you're excited about? What's on the horizon?
Oh, you know what? There you go. Fucking do something. Take the show in a good direction. You know, I ask you to do that every time, and you sit there watching me derail,
Sad. Listen.
You don't care.
The book's finished. That's all, you know, okay. Almost turned in. You have the show that you're doing for Comedy Central.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm excited.
That you're excited about that I get. But, like, you know, like, other, like, things going on in your life.
Shut up.
You know, you just redid your kitchen.
I'll talk about the show. A little bit.
You know.
So we turned in. Hold on.
Someone you met recently that you're excited about.
No.
I don't know.
You are such the good interviewer. Let's go back and talk about the show. I knew what you were doing.
No, why do you need to talk about the show? The show's going. You're writing it. It's going well. You just turned in a draft. That's all happening. That's work stuff. I'm talking about Todd Glass, the person.
Look at you.
What do you wake up excited about besides?
Honestly?
Yeah, what?
No, I'm trying to think.
Refreshing your Twitter page.
You know, it's not that bad, actually. It's really not. Okay. It used to be when I first do it. Now I'm proud of myself. It'll be like 2 days will go by when I've only done it 15 times a day. But normally it's 100. I don't know what it is. But I do look at it a lot. But I don't wake up and start looking at it.
Don't?
I don't look at anybody's tweets but my
I know.
People
you,
at.
You look at just the at thing.
Yeah, you know, not on purpose. It just I never think to want to read tweets. But I totally get it.
Yeah.
And when I read tweets that someone makes me read, I fucking laugh really hard at them. So like when someone first told me about Colin's tweets, I'm like, I got to. But it's probably reading isn't my strong suit, so I tend to not want to do things. Even if you're thinking, well, tweeting, it's still hard for me to read. Like even the tweet, for me to tweet myself, oh my God, to spell the grammar. And then you have those people that correct the grammar.
Oh,
and by the way, what I love about Twitter is that most people stomp all over them. But they still exist. And boy, you want to fucking nut. The words that I don't want people to say, all the other shit, in a silly way, it fucking makes me so fucking mad when they correct the spelling thing. Are you shitting me? You just took a hot shit all over something that I thought was funny. You just sat in your house, and all you could think to do is go, I got nothing. I'll just take off my pants and shit all over. You spelled it wrong. Fuck you. Quit. Get rid of your Twitter account and fucking hate yourself. The only person that does that shouldn't hate themselves is someone that right now is going, yeah, what do I do that for? You're brilliant. You caught yourself. But I'm going to correct the spelling. Are you fucking shitting me?
Well, at least you got a good handle on it.
Oh my God, Daniel. That's a big gem. How do you like that?
If you love Daniel Keno, oh, you're gonna love Daniel Keno.
At least you got a banana. That's the guy that doesn't want to talk about it with his friends, yeah. So he just wants to move on. Yeah. He doesn't want to give him help. At least
oh,
you
it sounds like you got to figure it out. Anyway,
it sounds like you figure. There's so much rage in me. I'm so upset. So I went to the bank the other day. I'm gonna fucking go in there, and I swear to God, like I'm gonna take a gun and I'm gonna fucking start shooting up people at the bank.
Oh, good for you. So, are you watching Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I watch Breaking Point.
That's so
funny. Sucked up.
So I don't understand. Which one of these guys is a meth dealer?
That's what I thought. I thought I remember hearing that, and he gets bad. He you know. Some, you remember Bad Cop? I don't remember it either. I don't want to talk about it. Oh God, can I want to play this song.
Okay.
I think I really thought it would be a good opening if I had it sung like Sinatra, like only, you know, at his deepest.
Uh-huh.
And then, but like this song here, because it is sort of, I'd like it to be the theme of the show, maybe.
When this old world gets me down, and there's no love to be found, I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind where the children laugh and the children play.
Let's close our eyes.
Sing a song.
Podcast. I have a podcast. How it goes on Friday after Mark Maron. Right? Something like that.
I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do.
Can you start it over again? You know, I... Pause it. Start it over now. No, don't play it. Start it from the beginning. Here's what he did when I saw him in Las Vegas. I didn't know... we were working at the Improv downstairs. This guy's name is Clint Holmes. I think this is actually interesting. And he dealt with it really good. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ask me how I am. What are you reaching into your pants for?
My phone's ringing. I'm turning it off.
That's what I used to say.
That's what I told the judge.
Why?
D-A-N-I-E-L. Keto.
Keno.
D-A-N-I-E-L.
Keno.
D-A-N-I-E-L.
Keno. Do it one more time. What the fuck? It feels good when we're getting...
D-A-N-I-E-L.
Keno.
D-A-N-I-E-L.
Keno.
D-A-N-I-E-L.
Keno.
D-A-N-I-E-L.
Keno. That's what that joke deserved. When your jokes deserve that, that's your treat. And you'll know later on in the show when you hear it again. By the way, that doesn't mean a step down from that is still means we're having a fucking blast. If you don't hear that for 20 minutes, don't be like, oh, they didn't play it. Because it's still fucking great. And then it hits this thing, and it's great.
Well, that's a good thing. I don't have that attitude. That's only the second time you've played that song. We've been doing the show for 2.5 hours.
N-I-E-L.
Keto.
Listening to the Todd Glass Show, it's just that much fucking fun. You know it. Now pull over. No, pull over. This is the police department.
If this coincidentally happened at the same time, it would be
seriously.
Great.
Seriously, this is... You're listening to the show on your phone, in the car.
Phone, everything's fine. No, this is...
Pull your car to the right. Please pull your car to the right.
It'd be weird if somebody was
driving high. Not that you should. Well, I don't. I can't. I have to, you know, it's very hard for me. So I don't do it.
I used to, when I would, like, do colleges, I couldn't imagine not driving high. Like,
you don't
how the fuck do you people, how do you drive from Scranton to Buffalo, New York, and not get high? Are you out of your fucking mind? What do you do for 6 hours?
I'll tell you, well, that's why.
How is not everybody on I-95 between Miami and New York getting high?
I mean, there's truth to that. I can. I wish I could.
That was like sometimes. Those were like, delectable, yes, fresh. You know, like when you would pull into a city, right, and then you rent a car, and then you have 2 weeks of colleges, and you're in the rental for 2 weeks.
You have to put breaks in your stories, and then we layer it with music now. You'll know what I'm doing.
That was like my favorite part of it. You know, you wake up in the morning, get some breakfast, roll a joint, get in the car, and then you have like an 8-hour drive, and you rip through podcasts, and why even the most respectable refresh? And then you'd stop at an antique store and, you know, buy a 50-year-old baseball bat. And it wasn't until you got to the hotel room that you realized it didn't fit in your fucking luggage.
Tell the true story. I want
to
hear it.
That has happened to me.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. It's certainly
worth the comedy. I bought a really old baseball bat. It was like from the 40s at some antique store. And then I realized I couldn't fit it into it. And then I don't know if they would let me bring it on as carry-on.
I remember
it's technically a weapon, and then I made a bong out of it too, which didn't help. So it was a weapon and a drug paraphernalia.
I remember once being on the road and the guy wouldn't pay us, and afterwards this guy came to us outside because I wasn't the comedian they expected, but afterwards they didn't want to pay me. Guy comes over, you can tell. I thought he had a lot of wisdom. He goes, "Can I tell you what you do?" And I thought I just needed to hear it. You know what I mean? Like from somebody looking from an analytical point of view and maybe talk sense into me. He goes, "You want to know what you should do?" He goes, "I'll tell you what you should do." He goes, "You come back here with a baseball bat and you knock that motherfucker's windows in. You get your goddamn money."
There you go. Thank you, sir.
My friend Jim Madden was with me. We were both right out of high school. To this day, Jim Madden always says to me, "You know what you need to do? You know what you need to do? You need to come back there with a goddamn baseball bat." That guy had all the answers.
Dan Levy told me the funniest story about working in with Bob Zaney. And they had a really bad show, or Dan probably did. I can only say that because, you know, I love Dan. And then he said, after the show, Bob Zaney comes up to him and he goes, "Hey, kid, you know what you do after a bad show? You get paid." Why even the most respectable refresh? On a Friday podcast. Isn't that great?
That is great. It's really nothing serious, but fresh. They pay you. That's like one time I was saying to a waitress, I go, you know, she had a good point, but I didn't know it at first. I go, "You know, you have to deal with your section. It's a pain in the ass. I have to deal with the whole crowd."
Right.
She goes, "Yeah, but you can tell them to go fuck themselves."
Also true.
It is true.
Yeah.
I looked at her. I went, "That is so true." There's a different type of, you know, I can let
That's
out on
That's when
them.
Really my appreciation or my approach to comedy changed when I got enough confidence and it hit me one day. Not one day, but there was a period in my life where I sort of came to that realization that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that they like me. It doesn't matter that I do well. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, it's definitely the people that tend to do well in their careers. And, look, when I say do well, I don't mean have an 8-year fucking sick run of comedy and then, you know, or have, you know, a 10-year run. Or mm-hmm. You know, I'm talking about longevity of being a stand-up and then being 60 and then 70 and then 80 and then, you know, luckily, like a lot of these guys, until that type of success, that type of – the formula for that is not usually, you know – You stick to this thing, and a lot of them are able to do that. Does that make sense?
I used to have this fear of like every room
me,
I went to, like
me too.
You got to do well. No matter what happens, you got to get laughs, mm-hmm. and that's the most important thing. And when you do that, you sacrifice a lot of other things. And then I remember when I got to the point where, you know, I was in Indianapolis at this club, and there was a woman that books a couple of them, and it was very important that she liked me, and I wasn't doing that well. And I just remember going, "I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing those jokes. I could kill.
Yeah, it's short term.
I don't want to.
I think the way to be honest about that it doesn't work, and I still tell myself this, is short term, can it have some benefits? Yeah. Yeah, some very little short. They'll hire for a Christmas party because you won't, you know, or they'll, because you're, you know, you do this, or you do that.
You can get laid after the show.
You get a corporate show because, but we're not talking about people that, and also I have, you know, because people listen and there's so many, you have to, feel like you have to clean up all the loopholes and everything, but like, oh God, I got a little lost.
But doing well as opposed to not caring.
We're not talking about not caring. That I don't have respect for. Have I done it? Yeah, I probably learned as you do longer in comedy. Hey, that Thursday night show you're doing, that's their night out. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind hearing things like that. I like that. I don't. When people go, oh, those are old school things. No, they're not. That's just like having respect for the fucking audience. And if you don't sometimes, okay, no big deal. But you know that that's what you want to have. Meaning there's been nights when I yelled at a heckler and probably ruined the show for a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And there's also been other nights where I yelled at them and made everybody's night. But it's still, you know, it's still bad thing. That's what I consider not. That's what I consider when I go, nah, you didn't. But overall, I try to respect the audience. But you don't have to respect them so much where you have to do material you don't like. And I remember just if I wasn't doing well, oh, I would go to any bit I had, no matter how much I hated it, because I knew it would work.
I remember one time I was doing a show. It was in.
And when I say that, I'm talking about doing your act.
Yeah. And I was featuring for another comedian to remain nameless because he doesn't look that great in the story. And there was these drunk women, three middle-aged women, and they were wasted and very rude. They heckled all the way through the MC. They heckled all the way through me, and I just plowed through my set.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I love when people say, I read some of the comments online. It's the only time I want to go in and go, women, it's not just women that heckle. I get the dynamics. It's like it's easy for cops. If you're a man dealing with a woman, it's just a different dynamic, and that happens in the audience. But when people go, it's always three middle-aged women. Yeah, you know what? No, it's not.
It's not
a lot of fucking guys that
night.
Idiots.
It was.
No, I know what you're saying. I was making a joke when people go, oh, you know, middle-aged housewives that are drunk. Yeah, what about middle-aged guys that are drunk? It's all the same.
Right.
Drunk fucking idiots.
Right.
But this whore,
so then they go on and they ruin his set, like they yell, and he ends up like bringing them on stage, which I thought was a really weird move. And then after the show, we're standing outside, and the three of them come up, and I was so pissed, you know, I was so fucking pissed. And the three of them come up, and they're like talking to him, and I was standing like in the corner, you know, trying to avoid having conversation with them. And he comes up to me and he goes, hey, you know those girls? They invited us out. You want to come with them? I think they're single. And I was like, the moment when I realized my priorities have shifted, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I flew all the way out here in the middle of nowhere to tell these fucking jokes and not to fuck these women who ruined my show.
I'm numb.
Yeah.
I'm numb because, first of all, you know, good for you for obviously not wanting to, because... You know, it reminds me of when I was in a comedy club once, and there were these two couples, and the two girls were pretty loud.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I really didn't. The words I don't want to use. I don't mind analytically breaking it down, but I don't want to use words that you use when you're angry, like fat or whore or, you know what I mean? It starts mm-hmm. flooding out of your mouth. But it's not why I'm mad at that person. I don't want to make fun of, which I never did, weight. But you would just go whore or whatever. I don't want to use, you know, anything except what I'm angry about. And if I can go in for the kill with that without using, you know, but sometimes those words come out and that's when I feel I lose the crowd. But if I don't, if I go break it down analytically what this person's doing, sometimes it feels good. But, it, you know, where were we going? We were talking about something specifically
about people who would still go out and fuck or try to.
Oh yeah, and so I was dealing with those women, but I never went anywhere like that. So the reason it was so important that I told you that detail, mm-hmm. that there was no words like that being used, like because I knew they were with guys, and I thought, mm-hmm. how can I break it down? And you know, I really went out of my way to go, and let me tell you, I know nothing about you. I don't know if you could be a nurse and you could help kids. I'm just judging you on tonight. And I went off. Well, finally, the girls got up and left, mm-hmm. but the guys didn't. And then when they got out of the room, when they were leaving, I said, if somebody yells out, I always go, no, 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 we will not return that type of behavior. I'm civil enough to know that. You know, in the crowds, they think they're helping you and all good. They'll be like, get out, you fucking, you know, they help you to, as they're leaving, they heckle the people that are being thrown out. I always go, no, 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 don't do that. And that's what happened as the girls left. I went, no, no, wasn't a big deal. But then left, I said, listen, what are you guys going to get shit for, like, They go, look, we're, you know, we're not, we're like new comics, but we're comics, and we're not fucking leaving. That's right. Both of them agreed. Right. Imagine the one guy going, hey, gonna get laid.
Hey, believe me, I've done it. I've done the other thing where someone would ruin a show, and probably on shows I've been with you before, you know, I sort of began to shift my perception. And then I would, like, totally sell the other comedian down the river just to get laid. You're like, yeah, that guy, it's so uptight. You're just having a good time. Why shouldn't you yell out? I get it. Are you going to fucking suck my dick?
You know, you don't have to ruin the show and make it like, I want the counter.
But you know what I mean.
Well, just like if a girl, the same thing. I always like to do it the counter way because then it just makes me feel better about any story. Like, you know, like the girl that, you know, hey, there's a lot of successful women comics. I'm sure when they go on the road, you know, they meet a guy and, you know, they're basically like, eat my pussy.
No, you think that happened?
Sure. Why wouldn't a woman do the same thing? Sure.
Because I don't think women value sex as much.
Sure, when they're the one making the money and they're buying the dinner all night. You're looking at it from old ways when the woman... If I was a woman and I spent money and I brought a guy out and then I'd eat my pussy.
No, I don't think women
sure,
do that. I know you're all for equal, you know, everybody gets it the same. No, and I love that.
I'm trying to make you realize how bad it sounds even in a joke when you go, hey, suck my dick.
Well, that was
like that's who you are.
Hey,
suck my dick.
That was a caricature of a trait I had in my younger years.
You were making fun of that. I think you're great. You know, I love you.
Everybody's equal.
If we can't make fun of each other, then who can we make fun of?
What's the point of this whole thing?
I'm your biggest fan.
We can't be honest with
you. If you're going to read the thank you in the book, you're going to think the way I feel about you. I don't even have to. I love you.
I'm insulted that I have to tell you this. How I feel about
you. I feel like we're brothers practically. Stop.
Come on.
No.
Well, everybody,
we're going in for the close.
Okay. How much time? How long was this podcast?
Almost 3 hours.
Jesus.
Well, you know what, though? They've been hitting. They've been long.
Oh.
Well, I did 35. I did 2 hours before you got here.
You mean before I got funny?
No. Before you pulled in.
I know.
All right, hold on. We could do a few things, and I don't want everyone to do we played all the stuff. Everything's good. I don't like to. Well, I was gonna do play that song. Rory wants me to go to a comedy club. And then they all the lights go out. It was sort of, we came up with the idea together, and the lights go out, and then I do, I go, ah, fuck, I'll do my magic anyway. In a pitch dark, like picture the UCB, pitch dark. And then I go, come on, people, have a little trust.
Oh, wait, a magician?
Yeah, I do a magician. I'm
sorry. That's funny, a magician, and then the lights go on?
Yeah, the lights, it gets pitch dark. I go, are you shitting me? I have a show to do, and it's pitch dark. They go, folks, you know him, you got to trust him. You've seen his work over the years.
And I think incomplete.
Why would he
pick a card? And is this your card?
And I go, oh shit! You know what? That's not the card.
You're too honest.
I'm too honest. I go, no, I can. All right. So there's that. Here's what we're gonna do. What is this? What is that? Tom Likas.
Because you're a pussy.
That's right. 3, 6, 5, 4, 100. Blah.
Dump that bitch.
Back
dump that bitch.
Ow!
Ow! Ow!
Who left the stove on?
Tom Likas.
Hey, you're gold. Let me tell you something. You can only spend. You give a girl a piece of sand. And you say, that's right, let's fool around.
All right. We can't do it. Let's not do it. It is time to go in for the descent, and what a journey it has been. Now, we didn't even do the Halloween thing, and I don't have it in me right now.
You know, when people say to you, like, oh, we hooked up, okay? A friend of yours goes, oh, yeah, I went out with her. We hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
Him, whatever.
Yeah, you hooked up.
You hooked up. Now, what does that mean to you? Does that mean all the way to you when somebody says, oh, yeah, we hooked up one night? Now, do you assume if that's what you hear?
I picture that they did. But there's no right or wrong, yeah.
Yeah, me too. You don't? See, like some people go, oh, we hooked up. And then I go, oh. And they go, no, we just made out.
I'm telling you, first of all, this is not one of those things where I don't think there's a way. I think everybody has their perception. So it's not like you argue and go, no, when you say you hook up.
No, it's just a perception thing. Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's a right or wrong. It's not like the water thing where I'm right and you're wrong.
Well, listen, I wouldn't get cocky. But, yeah, in my head, I always picture hooking. But if I imagine maybe, you know, they went halfway, that's still sort of, yeah, you hooked up. You had,
so if you say... You say, so if you were like, oh, yeah, we hooked up, you mean like you, some, and then if you, well, what would you say if like you went all the way? What would be the verbage you would use for that?
We fucked.
We fucked?
No, you wouldn't say that.
It's vulgar.
I think it's kind of like a generation thing, because like one time I just like made out with a girl, not bragging, and then I was like, hey, grandma, I hooked up with this girl. She was like, what? Like she, because you like thought that I fucked her, but I was just like, I wouldn't tell my grandma if I fucked this girl.
Your grandma thought.
You fucking? Oh, what are you, a
You got to be more specific. I got all excited. I thought you got laid last night. You just hooked up? Jake, come on. Jake, be more specific.
Make your family proud and get fucked. What? All right, listen. Here's the way we can end the show. And I want to ask honestly. I don't want you to lie to me. But first of all, it's been a pleasure having you on. And
thank you. The pleasure was all mine.
This was fun.
I think so.
I'd love to be where you're at when you're not here, because if it's more fun than this, then I want to go there.
But don't do it. What are you doing?
The final 2 minutes. No, but it's true, because I think it's funny. Okay, picture what you're doing when you're not here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine you'd be like, what could I do less fun? So you would imagine what's taking its place is more fun.
But no, like, wasn't this
trying to be nice. I can't even be nice to you anymore.
Wasn't this like so special and exciting?
No, I felt it every week. It was always special.
Aw, Todd. Now you make me feel bad.
I always thought it was fun, you know? But no, you say the truth. It's nice. Take another. Let's do this, and I'm not bullshitting.
Yeah, it's been like 2000, it's only been like 2 months.
2015.
No, stop it. The whole year I'm booked solid.
Here's the way I'd like to end. But I don't want to do it unless anybody really wants me to do it. So I thought maybe I could sing that song. But hold on. Hold on. I won't. You've heard me do this on the show before, but I'm not. I just want to know yes or no. You don't worry about my feelings. Just yes or no, please.
Okay, honestly?
Yes, this is before people start giving their opinions. If it's no, it's no. Just spit it out of your mouth.
It's no.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
It's 100% no. I've never been more sure of anything in my life. I am more sure of this than I am of the beer/water situation.
Daniel.
No.
And I'm not arguing. I can't believe I got it out of you. That's all I wanted.
Thank you. You know, I was nervous about saying it, and I'm really glad you're this receptive to it.
I don't even give a fuck if I sing. I don't even like to sing. I do it because I thought you guys liked it. I could give
a fuck. Oh, no. You thought we liked it?
Jake? And be honest, Jake. Do you want... Yes or no? Don't tell me, well, I think this. It's yes or no. That's it. And don't make a joke about it to George Carlin. Yes or no?
No.
Okay, I'm not even joking around because I had my headset slipped off a little. What did you say?
I'll repeat myself. I said no.
No to me. No to mean singing.
No, do not sing this song.
Okay, because it could be like they did with the gay ballot. I don't not want to hear. So it's just no, you do not want to hear me sing.
No, we have a whole
program. Okay. Yeah. Guess what? That's all I fucking want to know. Every time you guys give your opinion, I don't give a shit. Looks like I'm probably not going to be singing. Aristotle, same thing. I'm a big boy. Do I like to sing? Yeah. Yes or no? Seriously.
You like to sing, yeah. But
do you want me to sing, Aristotle, yes or no?
I just want to go the fuck home.
You don't got to give us more reasons for not singing.
Christ, I think you're serious.
Not
too.
Only are you bad at singing, but I also got to get the fuck out of here.
My God, I thought my feelings were as hurt as they could be. But it's all right. You know what? I'm sticking to my guns. Yeah. I'm sticking to my guns. Yeah. He told me the truth.
Well, I'm glad. It takes a big man.
No. Does it even matter to go on? Oh, do I get the vote?
With life? The answer is no. Also.
No, listen. Do I get the vote? If I don't, I don't. And we'll see.
No, of course you don't.
I don't get the vote.
No.
Well, can we just ask them for the fuck of it like they do sort of on The Price is Right after they lose?
Go ahead.
You know those shows.
What would you like to do?
Would you want me to sing? No? Okay, you're shaking your head no. Rob's shaking his head no.
So what are you going to do?
Let's clean these post-its up. I don't have to. No, it's okay. Just clean everything up. I'm happy to know. I told you I wasn't going to argue about it. I'm not going to.
Well, Todd, you said you weren't going to get mad, but now you're acting in a very, you know, kind of a heard wows me way.
No, 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 no. I'm just, truth be said, I want to be a man of my word, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to sing. That just, let's start there so I don't look like I'm crazy, but all I'm saying.
Oh, Todd, come on. Don't do this. Now you're acting hurt, and you asked us to be honest with you, and we were.
Can I just tell you why I'm not, oh, my God, this is embarrassing. I've been going through depression, and I feel like it's not. Fuck it. I'm not going to be that person that throws my shit on everyone.
Todd, look, I feel bad.
First of all, I sound like I'm like faking my ups, but then I'm angry. I make it work, but I've been wanting to quit the business lately because
Jesus. Look, you know what? Can I tell you something? It's just a big misunderstanding because, well, what was the question originally? Did you say do we want you to?
No, but I feel like everything's falling apart.
No.
I feel like you're gonna make fun of me for crying. I look like a lunatic. I'm not stupid.
No one's gonna make fun of you for crying.
I just like singing so much that I was.
Did you say sing?
Yes.
Do we want you to sing? Was that the question?
What did you think I said?
Oh my God! Of course we want you to sing. Yes.
Do you really? Really?
Yeah.
My voice totally gets better.
Yes, of course.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
No,
yes.
Now I feel like you're just doing it.
I thought you asked me if I want you to sink in a bathtub full of beer and water.
All right. I'll close the show singing. Can you give me some reverb? Thank you, everybody. Help me out, though, if I could do better. There is a ship that lies rigged. Ready for harbor?
I don't think you can. That's the whole problem.
Tomorrow for old England. No, wait a second. Shut it off. Do you really not think this is good at all? I think it sounds all right. Play the original. How's the original sound? You know what? Yeah. You started something. Do you have the original? No, with him on it? Oh, you can. I'll find it on my phone and play it. There's a ship that lies rigged. Tomorrow for old England she sails. That's a little weird. Shit. For the land, the endless sunshine. That's too deep. To my land full of rainy skies and gales. And shall be aboard the ship tomorrow. How's this?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
Great.
No, be honest.
No, it's not good. It's never been good. It's never gonna get good.
Oh, you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. How's that? That's just what I just did.
Just that little part?
Hold on. Ah, beautiful. To George Carlin. And I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. How's that?
Just that little part.
That little part.
That little part by itself.
Yes.
Horrible.
I heard there's a wicked war blazing. And the taste of war I know so very well. Are you sure?
That wasn't bad, actually.
Oh, okay. You're being serious.
No, just when you said, are you sure? That actually happened to be on rhythm and with the music.
Oh, fuck. Let me try it more then. So you're being honest then. Did you really hear something that was good?
Just,
swear to God.
Just by accidentally you haven't hit a note.
Hold on.
When you were asking me a question
but
about the song.
Bitter Buddha will be for sale in stores. He asked me to throw that in there. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. How about that? Was that good?
Yeah.
It was?
It was great.
What? Sound
no,
like you
no,
care.
It wasn't good.
Honestly?
Honestly, it was not good.
So, but you did hear me hit a note a minute ago.
There was something that resembled...
Oh, no, don't take it away. Jesus. I'm comedic it up a little bit, but I'm there's a little truth. Shot it all.
Here's... Can I get serious about this for a second?
And may the ship torn apart at sea... I shall smell again the fragrance of the irons in my mind.
Is that a real lyric that's in there?
I added that one because I fucked
Jesus
up.
Jesus Christ.
How did you what catch me? Fuck? Turn the reverb off. I got lost and I had to add some words. How the fuck
that
did you know?
So bizarre.
I got nervous and I got lost, so I said
what
the irons in my mind.
What the fuck did you just say?
And 99% of what I was saying was true.
Yes, up until the last part, it didn't pique my curiosity. Hey, Todd.
What?
Can I ask you for real?
Okay, yes.
Do you really think you...
Yes.
No, you
I
don't.
I think that
no,
sounds okay.
No, I can prove to you that you don't really think you can sing. You know how? Because you would never go up at a karaoke night in front of a crowd and do a song.
No, not that type of singing. not where you have to... I think...
Not where you have to sing.
Tim, I'm going to take a break. Guess what? We're going to get... I swear to God, we have to go to close, and I think it's worth taking a break. I want to play the real Roger. I want to play the real guy singing it. So
why don't we just close with it after we say everything?
No, because
we'll
I want to listen to it. It's worth... Come on, give me 2 minutes to get it, and then we'll finish the show.
Okay, can I plug something?
Of course.
My Facebook page.
My Facebook page hurts, too. I thought I'd go for it. I didn't have time to really think about it. It could have been a winner. Might not have been a winner. My Facebook hurts, too.
My Facebook page, Daniel Keene on Facebook. It's like a fan page.
I love your Facebook, and I'm not just joking around. No, it's one of the best Facebooks out there.
Stop.
I'm trying.
But
if you
could please click like on it. I don't, I put up funny stuff on it. I don't spam a lot.
You have to go over there and do it.
Oh, we'll spam take a lot?
All right, listen.
I don't.
We'll take a break.
I barely put on any dates. My career's in the shitter, so
no,
I'm never going to be like asking you to come to my shows. I barely do any shows.
You did a great... Let me tell you something. No, never
just
mind.
Just please... not please. That sounds desperate. Because I am providing a service. It's not like you add me on Facebook and then...
It's like a bad infomercial.
It is a bad infomercial. That's exactly what it is.
Please. I don't put a lot on there.
No, I do. I do. I put a lot of funny content on
there. Listen.
And you should add me on Facebook. Daniel Keene. K-I-N-N-O.
Go ahead. I'm not.
No,
I realize
I'm
what
done.
Was I harrying you for? You've been nothing but a. You've been nothing. You've been lobbing gems at me all night, big and small. God forbid I fucking don't include some big ones in there. The fuck. And Rob, you've been. I know you come to do the show. Here's why I like the podcast. I said it before. Are you hungry?
No.
You're not hungry? You don't want to go eat? Jesus, you're a lot of fun. I mean, that's why I like doing the podcast, because he would want to leave a half an hour ago if we were hanging out at my house. Because it's a show, he goes, geez, when do they end the show? It's a trick to hang out with my friends. I've said it before. It's a little bit true. Because I know it's a lot of attention you have to give each other. So it's pure fun because we're all just sitting here in a circle just having a great time. So I'm going to start doing the podcast 24 hours a day. People just stop by and have to do my podcast. Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to take a break. It's going to be so quick of a break that all you're going to hear during it is the bouncy ball song. And when we come back, we're going to play the real guy singing it, and then me. And then we'll make a decision, and we'll say goodnight. And I think it's worth it. What's this?
Bumble around with the bumble ball, baby. Bumble, bumble, bumble around. Silly little ball, and it don't mean maybe. Makes you laugh when you pick it up or put it down.
Ah, bouncy ball. I really love that bouncy ball. I think we're moving a lot of them. We only have 38,000 left on the shelves.
How many did you start with?
30. I can't do math. I don't like jokes with math in them.
You just have to repeat the same number. You repeat it.
That would have been. I wanted to do less one.
Oh.
And even that was hard for me.
Will you turn the AC off?
No, we did. Yes, I did. Are you uncomfortable?
I'm cold.
All right. Well, just, you know what?
Okay.
Not everything's what we thought it would be.
Sometimes life is full of disappointment.
Yeah, what are you looking at? Are you looking at your phone?
I did for a second.
Why?
Todd and Daniel.
Why? You know what? It's ridiculous. Very upset. Okay, so we took a break and we found out we got some Roger Whittaker singing the song. Now, if I want to know if it's not, I don't want to. If it's good, play a little. By the way, I don't think I sound as good as Roger Whittaker. I don't know if people know if I'm being serious or not. I am. Like, I do not think I'm as good as Roger Whittaker, but I think you got to really be listening. Like, let me give you an example of what I think you might be doing. And if I'm wrong, it's comedy. The person I don't... By the way, this is going to really divide our audience in two. I was saying last week to somebody, I know Gina Malone, my friend Gina Malone, her parents, this goes full circle. You can act like you care a little. I feel like I'm being, what are you, a lawyer? And then, doesn't really make me want to tell a story.
Is that what you think lawyers do? And then?
And then, well, no, it's like, No, it's when the person's talking. Uh-huh. Like, that's what they do. You know, and they go, so anyway, I didn't know what to do. And then when I woke up, my, you know, the murderer was outside.
That's what,
maybe they don't.
That's
do
what
that.
You do on a date, on a bed date.
Yeah. Well, now.
Okay, fascinating.
Listen.
And then what did he say?
So when the chief. No. I don't defy a Gina's parents. They grit the vegetables from the yard. Like, this Italian food is like every bit of it from scratch, and it tastes Yes, I noticed the difference when you have a clean cherry pepper and what it tastes like in the air. So don't defy that. Even though I don't like to cook, I get it. With that said, a friend of mine, Italian, we were saying if you took the average dish from Olive Garden, I think you could know the difference of good food and still say you wouldn't know the difference and not be arguing with yourself. In other words, I think someone feels if they say, well, that food – oh, let me finish my sentence. So you take the food from Olive Garden, half of a portion because at a fine restaurant they don't – they like you said, show the food respect. Just don't give so much of it. So they take a piece of lasagna. You replate it at the best Italian restaurant. Down some street, it's a house, there's the, you know, it's the owner, it's just this, you know, one of those little Italian places where you know they're in the kitchen, every fucking herb is fresh, you know what I'm talking about, those Italian places? And you put the Olive Garden lasagna down in front of them, they'd like it. They'd like it. So my friend goes, no, I would know. I was like, shut the fuck up, don't make me prove it, because I will. I'll fucking go to a little restaurant and I'll go, well, he's got to eat this. He's embarrassed. His name is Schmeckel and he can't have any yeast. And
Jewish guy?
I don't know. You know, I got lost in that bit. But you know what I'm saying. I would find a reason to make this little Italian restaurant bring out the fucking lasagna. If you gave him $100, they wouldn't blink an eye. You might be able to get away with $25, but $100, yeah, no problem. They don't even ask. What do you want? You want him? Yes. You make up a reason.
Say the Orthodox Jews fucking through the sheet thing. That you just said
no.
Come on, that was so funny.
No, I don't think that's well.
I said that they do it because their starch is a big aphrodisiac for them, and then you said it's
because they own the dry cleaners. I don't even know if that's true though. Is that true? You know, off the air, you don't have to have truth to anything you say.
No, it's not true. It's stupid. It's funny.
Off the air, I don't have such high morals. No, I do.
It's funny.
No, I said, how about what else did I say? I thought that's the part you wanted me to tell. A lot of times when people think Jewish people, they have sex through a sheet. You know,
that wasn't the part that was the funniest.
Well, I'm going to tell it anyway. That they have sex through the sheet, like it seems like it, because it's a very sterile thing now. It probably is because it has something to do with, you know. But I said, what if they were like, no, they pull the sheet out, they get on either side, they're like, fuck me, and they're fucking each other. You know, he's like, suck my dick, honey. And then that they're through a sheet, though, but they go nuts while they do it. Who's to say that, you know, it's very like in and out and in and out through a sheet? Oh, come on, just leave me hanging, you motherfuckers.
No, I'm thinking about it.
You're all, fuck you. I'm thinking about it. I hope a whole audience is thinking about your jokes next week.
You know, it would be funny if you were like having sex with a girl and she was like really open-minded and kinky for anything.
She's like,
whatever you want. Like, honestly, I think this would be weird. Like, if you got a girl and she's like, whatever you want. You want to handcuff me? You want to choke me? You want to slap me? You know? And then you go, you know what I want to do? I want to fuck you through a sheet. She go, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. That is so weird.
Get Daniel another.
Are you sure you wouldn't want to just pick up three guys and have a gangbang? I don't want to get fucked through a sheet. That sounds terrifying.
K-N-I-E-L. Keto. D-A-N-I-E-L. Keto. D-A-N-I-E-L. Keto. D-A-N-I-E-L. Keto.
So let's play Roger Whittaker because we got to go. Like, we got a little silly, but you know, this is the peaks and the valleys of a podcast.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor.
tomorrow for old England.
She sells. Oh, did you even notice that was me?
Far away from your land of innocence.
Listen, like really listen to this.
Okay.
To my land full of rainy skies.
Oh, let me try doing it once.
Oh.
Let me just try.
You really didn't give it. You really
I tell you the truth, you're wrong. I think I do hear it. I'm okay. To George Carlin. Well, I don't want to make it sound like I knew I wasn't as good, but I didn't realize how much I wasn't as good. Okay.
The gap. The even gap size.
Even even how much water is in my act. No.
Your act is 99% water.
Okay, listen. I did know that I want this to be sort of consistent in a silly way. I always knew that the original guy was better than me. And I thought this is a song that you don't really have to like, but if you listen to him, I hope people don't think I'm a moron, because I want to make it clear again before I go in for the home. I knew I wasn't as good as him. Nowhere near as good as him, but okay. And then I listened to him. I realized how many peaks and valleys and words and letters he hits in a certain way, and his voice goes up and down, and it's like, fuck, that's harder to do than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But let me give it one more shot.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I think I learned from him, don't try so hard. Now, may pretend, don't... It started over. And don't listen for me. Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We might play his. We might play mine. If you don't know, close your eyes.
There's a ship ready in the harbor.
That's you not trying? Okay, now I think you're not trying too hard now. You gotta try a little. You gotta like try to control your face, facial
muscles.
Oh my God. I think I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. I was not looking at you the whole time. I was so into that song. You saw me. How long was I staring into that monitor, moving my
hands?
Half
an hour at least. No,
I know it's not that long. I looked over and saw the horror in you. I looked at the horror in you, and then I saw the look in the horror in you, and then I saw the horror in Lane, and then I saw the horror in Rob. You guys were looking at me like I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Well,
then I think maybe I am.
In moments like that, sometimes I do get a little worried about you.
No, you don't. When you lose people when they think, oh, is this like a gimmick? No, believe me, I'm lost, and I find where I'm at, but it's all real. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like we're not like, you know. What the fuck I'm talking about? I do know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I sound like a crazy person. You know what's worse about being like high is because you did see those lights, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the high police.
Play Roger Whittaker, and I guess we should go to break. We should go to close playing it out for real.
Yeah. Let's say
because
goodnight.
He does a great job singing it, and I. At least it says I know, because I really did think, to be honest, and I know not now anymore, don't get nervous. I thought you guys were going to want me to do my version to close.
You did?
I did. I really did, but I honestly did. I thought, because I thought you'd be like, you know what, Todd likes to sing. He's not that much worse. But then when I heard his version, I'm like, no, play his version.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, can I say thank you, Joe McKenzie, for that awesome Born in the USA song?
Yes.
That was fucking great.
Good old Lyricist Joe.
And it's great to be back on the show.
Lyricist Joe.
I missed you, buddy.
Lyricist Joe.
Well, I didn't miss you. I talk to you every day.
I do.
And we've seen each other for most of the days that I haven't been on the show. But it's
great. You know what? I don't mean to be rude, and I'm being honest. I have just my memory. Who are you? Seriously, no, is that rude? I don't even like that as a bit. Like that's how bad. Daniel Keno is who you are.
It's fun to be back on the show. I think you got a great crew here.
Yes,
Aristotle.
Hello. Let me close
Jake.
With the song. I'll do the song for you guys.
Play the real one.
No, I see it in your eyes.
Play the real one, just full so people can hear.
Let me just do this. Play my thing. We're going to close. Don't worry. Here we go. I have something special. I was fucking around.
There's a shipwreck ready for the harbor.
No, Todd, I'd rather you sing. Don't play the guy.
Unfurling wind that she sails, far away from land and in the sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks a lot for... We're going to ride you out of here in the real one, because it is actually a beautiful... It's not a beautiful song. It's about a ship, and he's not scared, but it has a beautiful... If you don't listen to the words, it's a beautiful song. That was fun. Okay, here we go. Ready? Take us out of here with this shit. Not shit. This is a beautiful song. I mean, even though it's about something that's weird, sad. It's about a ship. The guy's... You know, just listen to the melody. I feel like I want to ride people out on a positive note, and I know this song really isn't it. I know what I'm talking about. But we're going to make pretend it's a song about just ships and wind and everyone's having fun on a boat.
Full of rainy skies. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow. Oh, my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dear, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dear, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war of things, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag array, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow. But how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these eyes. In the heaving waves that brought me once to thee, and should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dead. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.